Jake and Boz with the Scoreboard Show to follow on 103.9 KNZA. We'll recap everything that goes on here tonight. Enjoy your week two of high school football. Thanks for listening. Friday Night Fever Show brought to you by GM Banks.
It's time for high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio. All the big plays touched all right here on Kansaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
Well, it is quite warm here in Seneca tonight, as it is week two of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You are dialed in on target, 103.9 KNZA, alongside Wade Gerstner and crew. Brandon Tadman with you. A battle in the Big East. It is Nemaha Central hosting Silver Lake. Silver Lake, let's start with the road team tonight. Boy, them and Rossville, the War on 24 a week ago, went to overtime for the third time in the last four seasons, and it was Rossville pulling it out, 28-27 in the overtime period. Game was tied at 21 going into the OT period. Silver Lake would score to take the lead. Certainly a lot of things that did not break their way, but nonetheless, Rossville responding with a touchdown and an extra point, the winner for Rossville a week ago in the War on 24. Dane Johnson, going to hear his name a lot tonight. The sensational Silver Lake wide receiver had 14 catches for 215 yards and two touchdowns in the loss last week to Rossville. For Nemaha Central, the Thunder ranked number two in the 2A classification. They went on the road and blasted Marysville in the opener. That final was 48-0. Two-time 2A Offensive Player of the Year and quarterback Carter Hike got his senior season started off right. Threw for 70 yards, 4 of 6 passing. He had a touchdown pass. He added 19 carries for 106 yards and two scores. He also added a kickoff return touchdown in the special teams game. Nemaha Central, they took care of business last year against Silver Lake, winning that matchup 35-7. These two teams have played four times since 2016, Thunder holding the 3-1 advantage. Silver Lake's last win over Nemaha Central, you got to go back to 2017, with that final being 25-7. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you. It's a warm night in Seneca. Our pregame is on the other side of this timeout. You'll hear my conversation with both head coaches, starting with Silver Lake's Logan Pegram. That's next. Stick with us. It's high school football week number two in Seneca. And we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sun up to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Looking for the ultimate chill? Gaming night or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe. Whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
Pregame coverage is off and running here for our Week 2 Game of the Week on this beautiful
Friday night in Northeast Kansas. Nemaha Central hosting Silver Lake. We're joined for a few minutes by the Silver Lake Eagles football coach, Logan Pegram, as we get set for this one, Eagles and Thunder tonight in Seneca. Coach, thanks for the few minutes of your time. Let's dive into week one. There's a lot to kind of dissect from that week one game, the War on 24. It's always wild to see this one right out the jump. So much rich tradition and history with this rivalry. Third time in the last 4 years, Coach, it goes to overtime, but Rossville gets the win, 28-27. I'm sure you've had plenty of time to kind of dissect that footage, but what was kind of the initial takeaway from the one-point loss against the Dogs?
Yeah, we just didn't take care of business. We had a couple key plays where it was able to swing their way, and, you know, talking to the team, talking to the kids, it's little things matter, and it came down to turnovers and special teams just like we had said it would all week, and we were on the wrong end of that. So getting those things corrected and getting it fixed, and you know, like I told them Friday night, it doesn't get any easier. Here we go. Buckle the chin straps a little tighter in week two against Nemaha.
Yeah, you go right at it with Rossville week one. It was the 112th all-time meeting, by the way. It's just one of the more well-known rivalries in the state across the board. I guess when you talk about the preparation and everything you have set up leading up to kickoff, and then all of a sudden you get a stoppage due to a scoreboard outage, so the game starts a little bit later. How much do you kind of put into that and just kind of the wrinkle there, you know, with that delay and that start time on Friday night?
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're still playing football, and it's a game that our kids have played since they're in second, third grade, and I think they handled that well. I mean, honestly, I don't think any of our issues on Friday night had anything to do with that. It was a little harder to manage the clock. I didn't think it was communicated really well, but, you know, slight things. But at the end of the day, it's football. Put on your helmet, strap it up, and go play. So,
yeah, you mentioned the turnovers. Costly. You know, you guys had three turnovers in that game. You certainly outgained Rossville in total yards. So, at least from an offensive standpoint, going over 400 yards, I think that's a good thing to build on and something you're going to need here tonight in Seneca.
Yeah, I felt like up front we did some really good things. And, you know, I think looking to tonight's game, you're looking at a big quality, strong front. They got a good team. They're senior heavy. And, you know, I thought our kids did a good job last Friday taking care of business. So we'll see what they're willing to give up and see what we can do to exploit it.
Yeah, you guys got one of the better wide receivers in the classification. How about the performance you saw from Dane Johnson? 14 catches, over 200 yards and a score. You know, everybody knows how good of an athlete he is, but what he put on display in week number one had to kind of open your eyes a little bit on what you got here moving forward this season.
Yeah, Dane's been consistent, and I think that's the key word that we're trying to get the younger kids to understand on our program. He's been consistent since his freshman year when he was called into action by injury. He was ready. And then he prepared for that, and he hasn't missed a blip. Consistency, we know what we got in Dane, and Dane's a heck of a player, but I think, just like I tell everyone when we talk about Dane would be the first to tell you, well, it's hard to do my job as a wide receiver if you don't have an O-line, you don't have a quarterback getting the ball. So, you know, Dane's a team-first guy offensively and defensively, and he does a lot for us, and we're lucky we have him.
Couple more minutes here with Logan Pegram, the Silver Lake football coach, getting you set for our game tonight at Nemaha Central. Just so many things to highlight as we get set for this week two tilt. Well, just give us kind of the initial thoughts on Nemaha. A couple of state titles, you know, in 23 and 24. They make the run to the title last year. They are upended by Southeast of Saline. They come out strong with a 48-0 win in the opener this season against Marysville. One of the best players in the state, Carter Hike, leading the charge, and obviously an ultimate test here tonight in Seneca.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're coached really well. Mike does a good job getting them ready. And, you know, when you talk about seniors, I think looking at the roster, they got 11 senior starters on both sides of the ball. They got the size. They got the speed. They're a quality ball club. We thought we were hanging in there in the first half last year, 14-7 going to halftime, didn't play our best. I don't think they thought they played their best in that first half and got away from it in the second half. But we're excited for the opportunity. I know when you're talking about Nemaha, you're talking about the measuring stick on the eastern half of the state, if not the whole state in our classification. So week two, we can see what we got cleaned up from week one, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
What's the biggest difference from what you saw with Rossville last week, maybe what you're going to see tonight here with Nemaha Central, maybe a big difference there?
I think the big difference is the size. You know, Nemaha has size. They got that senior leadership. Rossville is pretty young. Introducing a lot of their starters. It seems kind of same old hat for Nemaha. They bring back a lot of talent up front. They bring back number six, and they got the role players around them that makes that whole thing go.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for tonight's game at Nemaha Central.
Yeah, take care of the ball one play at a time and take advantage of what they give us, and you know, hopefully add up a lot of individual wins that can lead to hopefully a good score there by the end of the game on Friday night.
There it is. Silver Lake football coach Logan Pegram joining us here for a couple of minutes, getting you set for tonight's tilt on KNZA and the Silver Lake channel as Silver Lake is at Nemaha Central. Coach, we appreciate the time here in the pregame show. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll chat with Thunder head coach Michael Glatzik after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I'm a chiropractic assistant at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox team, find us online.
Pre-game coverage for our area game of the week is off and running. KNZA 103.9, also on the Silver Lake channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. It's Silver Lake at Nemaha Central. Massive matchup here in the Big East in week two. We're joined now by the Thunder head coach and Michael Glatzik here for a couple of minutes, getting you set for this one here tonight. Coach, congratulations on the week one win, 48-0 at Marysville. Go back to it. Great defensive performance, obviously pitching a shutout. Offense doing it as well. You get some plays in the special teams game. Just seemed to be an all-around good performance in week number one.
Obviously all the kids, you know, around the state are pretty nervous on that first go-around. When the ball gets kicked off, you know, they go back to their tendencies, technique, for what we've been practicing. So I was happy to see our kids come out on fire with a little momentum early with the special teams touchdown. And we finally got settled in offensively. Defensively, did their job, assignment sound, really good with their eyes and tackling. So I'm excited to see how that leads into week two here.
What was more impressive on Friday night against Marysville, taking away special teams? That's obviously going to be a key most of the time. But the offense or the defense, what stood out the most in that big win against Marysville?
I would say defensively. You don't see it very often, but to open the third quarter, our defense, they converted one fourth down, and then they punted. We muffed the punt. They got the ball back, converted another fourth and short, then we picked him off on fourth down. Cam Schmitz picked it off, and then he fumbles, gives the ball back to him. So they had the ball for 10.5 minutes in that third quarter. We left our ones out there to battle through adversity, and they finally got off the field, and then our offense scores in about four plays. So that was really good to see, battle through some adversity early in the season, first game, and our goal defensively is always have a shutout, and the kids did just that.
Yeah, you guys are off to a great start, obviously, and your quarterback, Carter Hike, same way. You know, he has a kickoff return touchdown, You know, the stats aren't quite as outlandish as we have certainly seen from him over the years, but 70 passing yards, a touchdown, he was efficient, 4 for 6, 19 carries for 106 and a score, actually a couple of touchdowns on the ground, and then we mentioned the kickoff return. How would you assess your senior quarterback in week number one?
Obviously a third-year starter at quarterback position, and he's going to do fine. He's going to be fine as the year goes on. You know, we keep telling the defense is going to key on you. They're going to stack the box. They're going to make you throw it. So I think we're more dynamic on the edge this year, whether that's an option game, rollout game. We've got some kids on the edge that can catch and possibly score every play. So I think that's going to open up his run game once we figure out that, hey, we can pass the ball a little bit. So I'm excited to see him grow in that aspect.
We didn't talk much during the locker room chat earlier in the week. You know, we highlighted a few players, but one that I didn't, you know, mention at the time was the play of the interior. The offensive line had a little bit of turnover, had some key guys returning, and same goes for the defensive line. How'd you like the interior aspect on both sides of the ball in that week one win?
Well, yeah, you know, we got three kids returning from last year, or four kids actually, but they're in new positions this year. So, you know, always on the offensive line each year, it's going to take a couple weeks for them to gel together and trust each other. And Hendrix Wall, you know, he's one of our leaders up there. He moved to a new position. And, well, you know, once they get gelled together, I think it'll be really tough to stop. You know, we're senior heavy up there, four seniors, and returning Kyler Gangster and Junior. So I'm excited to see how they keep growing week to week. And hopefully they can keep doing their job here.
You want to be playing your best ball late in the season, no doubt about that. But there's always kind of the unknown. You mentioned it, you know, going into week number one, you're just not quite sure what you're going to get, because getting under the lights and getting into that real live action is different more so than, you know, the jamboree or the scrimmages that teams might have, you know, in the week prior. You know, obviously your team came out great, put together a good performance. Do you see your biggest improvement from week one to week two, or maybe is that later in the year?
I would say the old saying used to be before the jamboree is from week one to week two. But now you kind of got a preseason game, I guess you call it, to make that change, and then, you know, really make another change from week one to week two, because that's where you're going to grow the most. Our kids handle that well with a lot of experience coming back. We don't have to make a whole lot of changes. So, like I said, I'm excited to see that growth here tonight against a really good Silver Lake team. A
couple more minutes here with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik, getting you set for our game of the week on KNZA. Nemaha Central hosting Silver Lake week number two. Mistakes. And you look back at tape, despite a 48-0 win, a coach is always going to find something to improve upon. So when you kind of go back to that Marysville tape and just kind of dissect everything, what's been kind of a key focus of emphasis, maybe some improvements you're trying to make from week one to week two here?
Offensively, we really need to harp on our third down percentage. I think we were around 40 or 50% on third downs. We need to get that sucker up to 70, 75%. Get in that fourth and short where, we have a chance to go for it, instead of punting it. So, hopefully those kids can, kind of remember that as we go on drives here. And, you know, every play is not going to be a great play, but, you got to limit those negative plays. You know, I think we had three of them. And to our opinion, that's three too many, if we want to be a state contender team. So I'm excited to see, our offense grow in that aspect tonight.
All right, coach, quick thoughts here on Silver Lake. You won the matchup last year 35-7, but it's a different year. It's a different team. It's a different scenario. They lose the war on 24 to Rossville in overtime by one last week. Initial thoughts here on Silver Lake. What you're going to see from this team here tonight?
A very athletic team. Like I said, one arguably the best receivers in 2A, and Dane Johnson on the edge. We're going to have to watch where he is all times, double team if we need to. And then the young quarterback, Kruger, who's going to sling it around. And Renfro senior kid will do that also. They're not as big up front, but we got to control that run game to make them one dimensional. And then our DB's got to have really good eyes. Can't fall on double moves. Ball's in the air, they got to go attack it. So I'm excited to see how we compete in the back end. We know Coach Pearson's going to have them ready. They're going to be hungry after a tough loss last Friday.
There it is. Michael Glatzik joining us, Nemaha Central football coach. We're getting you set for tonight's action on KNZA. It's Nemaha Central hosting Silver Lake. Big time matchup here in the Big East, week number two. Also, you can view that game on the Silver Lake channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach Glatzik, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.
We'll have more from the field after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rebates. Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates. Rebates. You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Approaching 5 minutes to the opening kickoff here tonight. Week number two of the high school football season is upon us. We are in Seneca. The sirens are sounding. The Nemaha Central Thunder about to take the field as they are hosting the Silver Lake Eagles in a big-time, Big East League matchup here tonight. Excited to bring it to you here on the Silver Lake Channel, also KNZA 103.9. Our game tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas, alongside Wade Gershner and crew. Brandon Tabman with you, moments away from the opening kick. And Wade, we got a good one here tonight, Silver Lake and Nemaha Central.
Well, last year it was a good game for a half, 14-7, and Nemaha Central took control, outscoring the Eagles 21-0 second half. And Nemaha Central, a great start last week over Marysville, 48-0. Silver Lake, the heartbreaking loss to Rossville in overtime, 28-27. Silver Lake's going to win tonight, pull off the upset. They're going to have to avoid the mistakes they made last week against Rossville. Three turnovers, a defensive score for Rossville, and a punt return for a score.
Yeah, certainly things you want to clean up, no doubt about it. We talked about it before we popped on here. A huge key and one big stat we're watching tonight is the quarterback position. Tip Kruger, the freshman, played super well last week for Rossville. And on the other side of the field, Nemaha Central's Carter Hike, one of the more decorated athletes we have seen in some time. Just a huge gap in experience. That's going to be a key to watch tonight.
Absolutely, and you know there's a long lineage of Kruger quarterbacks. Kip's dad, Shannon, at one point, if not still, owns the record for most passing yards in a career. Tons of Krugers and quarterbacks at Silver Lake. Kip played well last week at Rossville, 22 of 37 for 282 and a touch. Came on in relief of Ben Renfro at the first possession. And then you got Carter Hike. And I tell you, if it's a close game, you know Carter's going to carry the ball a ton.
It's going to be a lot of fun here tonight. So many storylines. We're going to step aside a quick timeout, inching closer to the kickoff. It's Nemaha Central and Silver Lake, and we're back right after this.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Flu season is here. Protect yourself and your family with a flu shot from Seneca Family Practice. Join our drive-through clinics at the Community Building parking lot on October 8th and 15th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-in clinics will be held October 11th and 18th from 9 a.m. to noon at Seneca Family Practice. Appointments preferred, but walk-ins welcome. Forms are available online at nemvch.com or the day of the clinic. For questions, call 785-336-6107. Stay healthy this season and get your flu shot today.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening kickoff here tonight in Seneca, Nemaha Central and Silver Lake, a battle inside the Big East here in week number two. It is a warm and humid evening alongside Wade Gershner, Brandon Tabman with you, and crew, both dialed up on 103.9 KNZA and the Silver Lake channel, brand new Silver Lake channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Captains hitting midfield, about to know who's going to get the ball first. Wade, let's talk a few keys to tonight's game.
Well, for Silver Lake, cut down on the mistakes from last week. And for Nemaha Central, really, you can't say a lot about what they can improve on from last week other than Coach Klatsik said we need to convert the third and shorts or put ourselves in situations where it's fourth and short and convert.
We're going to see who's about to win the opening coin toss here. Captains are at midfield. It is very hot compared to what week one had for us last week, about a 20-degree or so difference in terms in the warmth of the temperature here in northeast Kansas. This matchup last year, again, 35-7, the Nemaha Central victory. And as Wade mentioned a moment ago, it was a pretty dominant second half for the Thunder, outscoring the Eagles 21-0. And they outgained the Eagles in total yards in that game, 345-179. But you talk about cutting down the mistakes. If they can do that, and then Silver Lake can put together an offensive performance like they did, it's a recipe for an opportunity to win here tonight, because statistically they were more far superior than what Rossville had, but the mistakes were a killer.
Absolutely. And last year, when these two teams met, Dane Johnson had a big first game against Rossville. Nemaha Central, Coach Klatsik said he's not going to beat us. They doubled him with an outside linebacker wide to the perimeter on a 3-by-1 set, and then had a corner over the top. They were saying Silver Lake's got to run the ball in order to beat us. Silver Lake ran the ball 22 times for only 35 yards. So Nemaha Central, I would guess it's going to be a similar game plan. And on top of that, they're facing a freshman quarterback. Silver Lake has to effectively run the ball, get off to a good start for them to be effective tonight. And Nemaha Central, you know what they want to do. It's Carter Hike football. He's going to carry the ball a ton, but he can hit you with the play-action pass. And he really hurt Silver Lake with two long passes last year, 74-yard touchdown to Strothman and a 40-yarder to Nordis. So Carter Hike capable of hurting you in the passing game.
Yeah, if they need to do it, they will certainly do it. He only threw six pass attempts in the win last week against Marysville, 70 yards and a touchdown on four completions. Nemaha Central's won the toss. They have deferred to the second half, which means Silver Lake is going to get the ball first. We're going to see the freshman quarterback, Kip Kruger, listed at 5'10", the freshman again. As Wade mentioned, 22 of 37 last week in the loss to Rossville, 59% completion on that status for 282 yards. He had a long pass of 51. He also added four carries for 51 yards, so he can do it in the run game as well. And with Silver Lake getting the ball here first, last thing we want to do is go three and out and give the ball right back to Nemaha Central.
Well, no question about that. And what's crazy, when you look at Nemaha Central and the beef that they have up front in the trenches, that is something Coach Pegram talked about all week long. Is that Nemaha Central is big, they're physical, they're tough to tackle, and now they've improved on the edge and the perimeter, according to Coach Klatsik. So Nemaha Central is going to be a tough out tonight.
Talking about the weather, as we pull it up here in Seneca, it is a brisk 88 degrees, and it feels a little bit north of 90 as we are approaching the kickoff here in Seneca. Glad to be a part of it. Tonight's opening kickoff, it is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Brandon Tabman, Wade Gershner, and crew, Ray Penning, our studio producer. Nemaha Central will kick off here in the opening quarter from left to right. Silver Lake, the opening possession. They'll move the rock from right to left. Eagles, the road. White uniform tops, maroon pants. Purples, top to bottom with the white helmets for the Nemaha Central Thunder.
For those watching on Silver Lake Channel, it's going to be tough a little bit early watching because the press box is on the east side facing west, so as the sun sets finally settles, it'll be easier to watch. So bear with us.
Bear with us indeed. That sun will be down before we know it. Here is Levi Thomas, the Nemaha Central kicker. It is a short high kick. It's going to bounce inside the 25, and then it's picked up across the 30 and shy of the 35-yard line. And Silver Lake, just shy of their own 35, will begin tonight's ball game.
Tyson Burgos with the return. And Kip Kruger last week in relief of Ben Renfro, his first possession as a freshman quarterback, 8 plays, 85 yards. His favorite target, guess who? Dane Johnson. So it'll be interesting to see how the freshman handles this against a very stout defensive front.
6'3", senior wide receiver Dane Johnson. We're going to highlight him for sure. 14 catches for over 200 yards in the loss last week to Rossville. Here we go. Silver Lake opening possession of tonight's game. They move a man in motion out of the backfield, just a touch left. Nemaha Central shifting their line as Kruger takes the snap. And it's going to be Burgos with the carry, trying to bounce outside. He got nowhere. Might have lost a couple of yards. And good force up front by that Nemaha Central defense. A loss of one. It's going to bring up second down and 11.
Well, who's going to win the battle of the trenches? First play, no question. It was the Nemaha Central Thunder. And if Silver Lake can't run the ball, they have to be one-dimensional with a freshman quarterback.
Going to see, for the most part, three down on the defensive line for NC. 220, 300, and 200 in terms of the weight up front. Second down and 11. Kruger again. Pistol set. Man behind him. Two receivers to the far side left. Kruger has some time in the pocket. Tucks it to his right hip and takes off running. Has some good room across the 40, and he's forced out near the first down stick. We talked about the ability to use his legs. Layton Thomas forced him out. Depends on the spot, but he got across the 40-yard line. And it's going to be just, touch short, about 3 yards. So 8 yards on the carry there by Kruger.
Well, Coach Pegram said to me yesterday that Kip really settled down. The game slowed down for him as it progressed at Rossville. Freshmen sometimes be overwhelming, but he was cool, calm, and collected in the second half last week.
First third down of the night for Silver Lake. No score. About a minute gone by. Opening quarter here at Nemaha Central. Kruger on third and three. He wants to throw it near side. It is caught. This is Grady Bergman, who's going to have a first down across the 45 and out near the 46. A good pitch and catch. Needed three. Got a few more than that. And the Eagles, first down of the game.
Well, Grady Bergman, 6 catches, 59 yards last week. Rossville, just a simple out, and it was a timing pattern, 7-yard pickup, first down.
Just shy of midfield at their own 46-yard line, ball on the near side hash. Silver Lake operating from right to left here in the opening quarter. No score, 10:50 to go. They go trips to the far side right. Lone man Dane Johnson tucked up near side left. Man in motion, Bergman settles in right side of that line in the slot. It's going to be a play fake here and nowhere to go. Kruger is instantly dropped for a loss in the backfield. He'll lose two on the play. Gantstrom, also Hendricks Wall in there on the stop for NC.
Yeah, Hendricks Wall, the senior, big young man, able to get the penetration. Nowhere for Kruger to go. Loss of two.
Second down and 12. It is at the 44-yard line of Silver Lake. Not quite 2 minutes into this game. No score. First possession on either side. They will go trips right, Silver Lake does. Lone man left, the 6'3 senior in Dane Johnson. Kruger again in the pistol set. Going to drop back to pass. Now he tucks. He's going to run. He gets the lost yardage back, and the ball is popped out at midfield. And let's see who hopped on it. Thunder say they have the rock, but no official word by the official yet. And it's going to be, I believe, Nemaha Central football. A turnover on Silver Lake's opening possession as it appears to be a switch, and there is the call by the official, and a turnover by Silver Lake right near midfield, and not quite 2 minutes in, Thunder defense forcing a TO.
Silver Lake now -4 in a turnover margin through the first four, and a little bit of some change here in the first quarter. Last thing that Silver Lake could afford to do, and we'll see if the Thunder can make them pay. And Carter Hike, the two-time two-way player of the year, he is a load to bring down, leads the offense onto the field.
It has been fun to watch the growth and development of Mr. Carter Hike. And he began his senior campaign on a nice note in the win against Marysville last week. The 6-foot senior quarterback, Carter Hike, with his first snap on offense tonight. 10:03 to go, no score, opening quarter. Ball is at the Silver Lake 49. And they pick it to Stroffman on a reverse. And straight up the middle is Hike. And he is gobbled up and thrown back. Forward progress to the line of scrimmage. No gain. Good start for that Silver Lake defensive front.
Carter Spreer making the play. He was our lineman of the game last week on the Silver Lake channel against Rossville. Picks up where he left off. And Carter Hike, as we know, sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 guys to bring him down.
Carter Hike had over 2,300 rushing yards last season. He had 19 carries for 106 and a couple of scores in the Marysville win in week one. So second down, 10 yards to go, 9:25 clock moving, opening quarter, no score. First possession on offense for Nemaha Central. They go left to right. Option near side. Hike keeps it himself, has a lot of room, a first down, and he's all the way inside the 40, down to the 34-yard line. That's a gain of 15 on second and long, and the Thunder move the chains.
Dane Johnson with a tackle on the secondary to save a touchdown, but big hole to the right side.
Thunder on it quickly. First down and 10. 9:11 to go, opening quarter. Hike going to fake a pass. Now keeping himself, spinning out to his left. Outside the tackles, making two guys miss to the 30. And finally getting bottled up and thrown down far side of the field. Looks to be shy of the 25-yard line, but a good gain on first down.
Well, Coach Klatsik said they're better on the perimeter this year. Hike running wide right on the previous play, now running far left. And good yardage brings up a third. And manageable. Actually, second short.
It's going to be second down. Let's call it a long three here for Nemaha Central. They're approaching the red zone just outside the 25. Far side hash. Now some movement up front. We get our first penalty.
Offsides on Silver Lake.
So Silver Lake going to give Nemaha Central a first down here. It was second down in a short four, long three. And the sign from the official, encroachment, 5 yards. And that's a Nemaha Central first down.
Well, when the Thunder run the ball so effectively up the middle, right and left, that sets up that play-action pass when you bring too many guys into the box.
First and 10, just shy of the red zone. Here's Jaden Seitz, his first carry tonight. He goes straight up the middle, into the red zone, across the 20, down near the 18-yard line for a gain of about 4 or 5. Jaden Seitz, 11 for 49 yards and a touchdown in the win last week. His first carry tonight gets half of it. It's second and 5.
Spear and Monholland in on the tackle, along with Vandevelde for Silver Lake.
Nemaha Central on the move. They forced a turnover on Silver Lake's opening drive at midfield. 4 minutes gone by. Looking for our first points. Option right. Hike fakes. Keeps it himself. He should have maybe pitched that to Seitz. He tried to cut it real quick, and Silver Lake was all over it as Jet Ross was in there on the tackle. And maybe a yard or two is going to bring up a manageable third down here for NC outside the red zone.
Well, outside linebacker Jaden Water, he made the play with a downward pursuit, parallel the line of scrimmage. Didn't get blocked off the edge. Able to chase down, hike from behind, and bring him down.
Correction, in the red zone is Nemaha Central, and it's sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Nemaha Central, third down and 3 yards to go, inside the 20-yard line at the 16. No score, 7:23, clock moving, opening quarter. Thunder going option left. They pitch it to Seitz, and Seitz gets outside the numbers, and he's got a first down near the 10-yard line.
Well, Dane Johnson with the open field tackle. They spread out, Silver Lake, two receivers to the far side of the field, one to the right, and a single back set to spread out the Eagle defense and get the first down.
Just outside the 10, the ball's at the 11, so not quite goal-to-go territory yet for NC. About 5 minutes, clock moving into this first quarter, no score. Thunder moving on their first drive from left to right. Ball on the far side, hash, hike, pistol set, Seitz, running mate right behind him. And they're going to give it to Seitz, moving right just a touch over his right guard in Sudbeck, and he falls forward inside the 10 to about the 8. A few yards on that play will bring up second down and 7.
Coach Beeger must tell me this week that Carter High carries the ball quite a bit every game, but that's not by design from the Nemaha Central coaching staff. It's the quarterback read situation, and many times Hike believes in himself and keeps it more often sometimes than Coach Klatsik necessarily wants, but you can't argue with the results.
Going to be second down and 7 yards to go at the Silver Lake 8-yard line. So technically, Silver Lake can still hold here out of the end zone. Nemaha Central could still get a first and goal if they park it inside the 1. But nonetheless, second and 7 from the Silver Lake 8. Hike going right up the middle with Seitz. He's dragging defenders near the goal line, and he is spun down near the end zone. No sign by the official. It looks like he's going to be a touch short. Take that back. He is unofficially far side judge. Touchdown, Nemaha Central.
Well, 8-yard touchdown run, and that was physical, intense football between the guards. Not between the tackles, between the guards. And that's Nemaha Central offensive line. Certainly have the size advantage tonight against Silver Lake's defensive front. And they blew Silver Lake off the ball on that carry.
It's an 8-yard touchdown run for Jaden Seitz, his second in as many games. And Nemaha Central will line it up for the PAT. It's Levi Thomas. Perfect 6-for-6 in the Marysville win last week, and his first one here tonight is perfect. Splits the uprights at 6:02 to go in the opening quarter. Nemaha Central 7 and Silver Lake nothing. A timeout on the field, and we step aside. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply. in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. Just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central on the board first. It's 6:02 to go, opening quarter. Thunder 7, Silver Lake nothing. An 8-yard touchdown run by Jaden Seitz capped off a 49-yard drive at 3 minutes and 59 seconds to give that lead for Nemaha Central. Drive summary, it's presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. Brandon Tabman, Wade Gershner, and crew, 7-0 NC about halfway through this opening quarter. And let's see how Silver Lake responds. A short high kick to between the hash marks by Levi Thomas. The up man taking for Silver Lake across the 30 near the 35 and maybe a touch up the field a little bit more near the 36 or 37. So Silver Lake, good field position here on their second drive of the game.
On that drive for Nemaha Central, 9 plays, 9 runs. Half of them, in essence, are hike, the other half the sights.
First and 10, Silver Lake, ball at their own 36-yard line, trailing here at Nemaha Central, 7-0. 5:56, clock stops here, opening quarter. Freshman quarterback Kip Kruger back to it after a lost fumble on their opening drive. Stands in the pistol, 3 receivers right, lone left. That's Dane Johnson. They want to go that way left. In the pass to Johnson is caught out of bounds. Sights and coverage. That is a nice, accurate throw across the 45 to the 46. And that pitch and catch good for 8 yards, second down and 2.
Another nice out. Ron Johnson, by the way, was a returner for Silver Lake on that kick return. Silver Lake, decent field position to start the drive. And so far, Kruger and Johnson have been on the same page. Johnson already with more catches today than he had the entire game a year ago against Nemaha Central.
He found Grady Bergman on a reception on the first drive, and he finds Dane Johnson there for 8 yards. Second down and 2 at the 45 of the Eagles. Standing in the pistol set at his own 40, near side hash. And this is Dom Holland on the carry this time. He is wrapped up and swung down right at the line of scrimmage. That was well played. Cannon Sudbeck on the solo tackle. No gain. 3rd and 2.
Dalmont Holland, a sophomore, ran for about 40 yards last week and had a touchdown. They really like him. They'll rotate their running backs. Typically, Burgos will start the game. Then they'll go to Monholland or Willett, but Willett has an ankle injury. More than likely, he's not going to play tonight.
Yeah, Burgos and Monholland creeping in with 13 touches apiece last week in the loss to Rossville. So 3rd down and 2 here for Silver Lake. 4:55 clock moving first quarter. Thunder 7, Eagles nothing. Ball near side hash. Eagles going right to left. Kruger takes the snap, looks left, now goes back right across the middle. Dane Johnson, a big catch.
Bergman.
Into Nemaha Central territory. Correction, Bergman. That is number 14 on the jersey, but a big one across the 40 to Nemaha Central. So a 3rd down conversion to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 20.
Well, his first read was Dane Johnson was covered. Kip Kruger, very calm, cool, collected, acting like a senior. Went to his second read, hit Bergman in stride. 20-yard pickup.
2 catches, 26 yards here in the opening quarter for Grady Bergman. 4.5 minutes to go, clock moving first quarter. Into Nemaha Central territory as Kruger stands in the gun with a fresh set of downs. Monholland in the backfield, they give it to him right there, going left and tripped up, brought down again, Hendricks Wall. Not much movement and push for that Silver Lake left side of the O-line, and good pursuit for a loss of 1.
Yeah, Wall along with Kane and Sudbeck in on that tackle, and just somebody missed the block, terrific penetration for Nemaha Central. Monholland didn't have a chance, loses a yard.
Ball back to the Nemaha Central 36-yard line, 2nd down and 11 for Silver Lake. Just under 4 minutes to go, clock moving first quarter, and the Thunder a 7-0 lead as they got a touchdown on their opening drive from 8 yards out from running back Jaden Seitz. Behind the sticks here on 2nd down, near side hash, Kruger looking right, now back to his left side. Nemaha Central shifting that defensive line to their left. Kruger wants to go right side of the field. That pass is caught. That is Van Factor on the catch at the 30-yard line, and they'll get a good chunk there. It's going to bring up a much more manageable 3rd down.
Well, Nemaha Central, their corner on the far side, playing well off the receivers. That was an easy pitch and catch for Kruger, and the offensive line, Silver Lake, held up against that 3-man defensive front of Nemaha Central.
Kruger is 4-for-4 to start. Here passing, he's had receptions from his wideouts for 28, 6, and 6. 3rd down, and a short 5, long 4 to go. Ball at the Nemaha Central 29. As we're right at 3 minutes, clock moving first quarter, 7-0 NC. Bergman in motion, settles in left side on the slot. Nemaha Central shifting that defensive line towards that way. They want a quick pass to the right side. This is Jet Ross, and he's forced out of bounds far side of the field. He'll be shy of the first down. And a big decision here for Silver Lake. It's going to be fourth and short.
Well, that's a no-brainer. You go for it. Down 7-0. Not going to gain much by punting it.
Our first fourth down opportunity tonight. It's at 2:30 to go in this opening quarter. 7-0 Nemaha Central. But Silver Lake, fourth down, 3 yards to go at the Thunder 28-yard line. Ball is on the far side of the field, far side hash. Eagles going right to left. They got two receivers left, one more to the right. And Monholland, the running back, right behind Kruger. Now we get a whistle and a timeout on the field. So we're going to discuss it, and by we, I mean the coaches for Silver Lake. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Now located at 705 Arizona in Holton. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Wade Gershner and crew, Brandon Tamman here in Seneca. First quarter action, week two of high school football. Nemaha Central 7, Silver Lake nothing. 2:15 to go first quarter. Eagles got a fourth down and 3 yards to go scenario with the Nemaha Central 28-yard line.
Johnson wide left.
Kruger back to pass across the middle of the field, and it's out the hands of Hogel, Brady Hogel, the 5'11 senior, kind of having to reach back for it. Popped out of its hands, incomplete, and a turnover on downs is going to give it back to the Thunder.
First incompletion of the night for the freshman, Kip Kruger, now 5 for 6 for 43 yards. Caleb Strothman, good coverage. Throw a little bit behind the intended target, but Strothman's right there to drop the hit. Had Hogel caught it, but opportunity for Silver Lake, couldn't cash on fourth and short.
So the first two drives here tonight for the Eagle offense, a fumble lost, and then a turnover on downs. And now Nemaha Central, a 7-0 lead. They get the ball back for a second time. First and 10 at their own 28. All right, it's 2:11 to go in this opening period. Hike wants to pass, standing in the pocket, getting away from one, rolling to his left, trying to get away from another one, still on his feet.
Oh, my.
Somehow broke another tackle. He's here near side as he's approaching the far outside numbers. 50, 45, 40. Cuts up the field, 30, 25, 20, and finally brought down at the 15-yard line. It does not get much better than that. What a play by Carter Hike. A massive run and first down for Nemaha Central.
55-yard run for Hike. Water had a chance to drop him for a sack, as did a couple other Eagles, and Hike, just too strong, too physical, broke about four tackles.
From the far side to the complete near side, here is a running play here on first down. It's right up the middle near the 10-yard line. That is Sullivan Haverkamp there. Not much in the regard last week with just one carry, but he gets 3 yards here for his first touch tonight. Second down, 7 yards to go with the Silver Lake 10. 90 seconds to go opening quarter. Thunder trying to add to a 7-0 lead.
That run by Carter Hike, you just can't coach that. You just simply can't coach it. It's athleticism. It's being in the weight room, the strength. I mean, if you look at Carter Hike's quads, it would squeeze Brandon Tatman in half.
Here's Hike faking to Haverkamp. Now an option right and a wild pitch that is snagged by Caleb Strothman, and he's going to turn something out of nothing there near the 5-yard line. And it's going to be shy of the first down. It's going to bring up third down, 2 yards to go at the Silver Lake 5. Again, Nemaha Central in the red zone, brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home.
Strothman slowed down just a hair, and Hike led him with the pitch. Strothman, a good job to kick the turbo button in the gear, and barely got up to it, picked up 5.
So a chance here for Nemaha Central to add. They send Strothman in motion. They fake it to him. Hike over his right guard, breaking a tackle, breaking two, diving into the end zone for the Nemaha Central touchdown. Another touchdown on the career for Carter Hike. This one from a short 3 yards out. And at 30.8 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, Thunder 13, Silver Lake nothing.
Last week against Rossville, Silver Lake made a lot of plays statistically, but some of the big clutch plays Rossville made. And here tonight, Nemo Central gets a stop on fourth and three, and then hike a 55-yard scramble and run after it looked like he was going to be dropped for a loss on a sack.
Levi Thomas, perfect, 7-for-7 on extra points early this season. Gets good snap, good hold. That one is going to joint the left upright. Announcer jinx in play on that one. I will take full responsibility for that one. 30 seconds to go opening quarter. Thunder 13, Silver Lake nothing. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
30 seconds to go opening quarter here in Seneca. Nemaha Central out to a 13-0 lead against Silver Lake. A 3-yard touchdown run for Carter Hike, making it 13-0. Extra point. A doink off the left upright, but that drive covered 72 yards, took less than 2 minutes. The big play, 55-yard scamper by Mr. Carter Hike, really to set that one up pretty quickly. And that is the third rushing touchdown for Carter Hike in his senior season. And now kind of a gut check time here for Silver Lake Way. Two drives, two turnovers. Nemaha Central, two drives, two touchdowns.
Yeah, you had the fumble on the first drive, then the turnover on downs. And Silver Lake got a nice drive going down the field to our left. The short passing game was effective. Kip Kruger mixing it up with Dane Johnson, Grady Bergman, Jet Ross, and Mason and Actor, but not able to come up with a fourth down conversion. And then Hike doing his thing. That was a huge play on the drive. It just took four plays, 72 yards. Didn't take very long for Nemaha Central to go down the field. And now if you're Silver Lake, you know, this is exactly what you didn't want to see. Digging yourself a big hole early on the road against one of the best teams in the state, ranked number two in 2A. This is where you have to dig down deep, show pride, and battle. And the other thing, keeping this in mind, last year Rossville started your 0-3, a murderous schedule. Silver Lake, you know, if they don't win this game, they start 0-2. Silver Lake Eagle fans, don't write them off, because they will improve, especially a freshman quarterback, and they have very winnable games later in the season. This is a team still that can make a run in the postseason, so don't jump to conclusions. Long way to go.
Yeah, after the loss last season to the Thunder, Eagles go on to win their next four games. But still plenty of time here tonight. 13-0 Thunder, 30 seconds to go opening quarter. Here's a Levi Thomas kick from left to right, and it's picked up far side of the field at the 20. Little hesitation there out near the 25, up near the 26. And that's about where the Eagles will have their third offensive possession here tonight. Let's see if they can get something moving down 13-0.
Jake Workman with the return for Silver Lake. Ron Johnson with the previous kick return for the Eagles. Says Nemaha Central not kicking it deep. Burgos is very good at returning kicks, as is Dane Johnson and Grady Bergman.
Just 24 seconds left here in this opening quarter. 13-0, Nemaha Central. Silver Lake has it here, starting this drive, first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Kip Kruger, the freshman quarterback, he's been well, 5-6 here in the opening quarter. Had a lost fumble and a turnover on downs in the first two drives here for the Eagles on the road. Kruger, far side of the field, far hash, in the shotgun set, two receivers left, two right. Nemaha Central loving to shift that defensive line. Kruger, straight drop back, throws it right side of the field, caught, minimal yardage. Good close out there by Jaden Seitz, who made the stop, as that one is caught by Hogle for 3 yards, maybe two, roughly short gain. Either way, second down, 8 yards to go, and that might be the final play of the opening quarter as the final few ticks are going to run off the clock here in Seneca. One quarter in the books here on KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel. Nemaha Central 13 and Silver Lake nothing. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts. your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here on KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Wade Gerstner, Brandon Tabman, and crew Ray Penning in studio. We start the second quarter. We switch sides up the field. Sun going down here in Seneca. Thunder 13, Eagles nothing. As we start the second quarter here, now the Eagles operate left to right on offense. They have second down and eight at their own 28-yard line. Kruger, the freshman, takes a chest-high snap, spins it in his hands, trying to get away from a rush, and he is mollywopped in the backfield by Jack Mackey for a massive sack here to open up the second quarter.
Well, Sullivan Haverkamp, the sophomore, the first to get back in, you're right. Mackey helped clean up, but there was nowhere for Kip Kruger to go, and that's why Silver Lake's been using the short passing game. Quick release, quick two, three-step drop, if that, and Kruger get rid of the football. That time they wanted to take a shot, and the pocket collapsed very quickly.
That is a loss of 8 yards on that first sack of the season for Jack Mackey. That's Nemaha Central's third sack as a team this season. They had two last week in the win against Marysville. Now the Eagles well behind the sticks. Third down and 16 at their own 20. Belt-high snap this time. Kruger trying to set up the screen across the middle. This one is caught. An extra yardage on the outside. It's going to be a big play and a first down near the 40. Seitz forcing out the runner there. That's is actually going to be a force out by Brady Cook, but nonetheless, how about that screen play on third down?
Well, it's a perfect play call because Nemaha Central's pinning their ears back. They don't respect the Silver Lake run game. We're going to get after the quarterback. The only problem is it was a 21-yard gain, but it's negated due to a hold.
Wow, a huge penalty on a third and 16 play. That would have been enough for a first down. A massive penalty by the Eagles. It's going to drop them back. They'll get another opportunity here. The officials trying to settle in exactly where to mark it. Certainly taking their time there, but that is a back-breaking kind of play. Down 13-0 early in the second quarter, and the ball officially placed at the 20-yard line. So really the initial line of scrimmage from where we started this drive as we're a minute clock moving at second quarter. Thunder 13, Eagles nothing. Basically going to have to run it back again at 3rd and 16.
Well, it's a shame for the Eagles. The coach, Keith Pegram, calls the offensive plays. He dialed one up perfectly. Big gain, took advantage of the aggressiveness by the front of Nemaha Central, but the hold brings it back.
3rd down 16. Kruger spins it in the hands, avoiding the rush rather quickly. He's not going to get away from body number 2, and he is put to the turf just like that. The second sack, this one, Kyler Ganstrom. It's going to be his first sack of the season, and that's going to put Silver Lake well behind the sticks on fourth down.
Well, we talked about it in the pregame that Silver Lake has to be able to have some kind of semblance of a running game. If they become one-dimensional and you have a freshman quarterback, and there's no doubt that Nemaha Central has the advantage in regards to size and the trenches, if Silver Lake becomes one-dimensional and they fall behind early, it could be a very bad recipe for the Eagles.
And the punt is away, a pretty good one to boot from left to right. This takes a really good Silver Lake bounce inside the 30 and nestled to a stop at the 25. Goodness me, that was a fantastic punt.
63 yards.
Woo! That is a good number. So that's big for Silver Lake, just getting it out of their own side. But Nemaha Central still did the job. 13-0 their lead, 9:50 to go, second quarter.
But that was probably the first big mistake we've seen out of Nemaha Central. Caleb Strothman has to catch that ball. It was very catchable. He let it go. It bounced to the right. He didn't have somebody in his face, and the Nemaha Central coaching staff was saying the exact same thing along with the Nemaha Central fan base. Go get that ball. That was an extra 20 yards on the bounce.
Third drive of the game for NC. Thunder 13, Eagles nothing. 9:50 to go, second quarter. Ike in the gun by himself. Mackey the tight end left side. Coach Glatzik saw something he did not like, and he is forced to take a timeout. First Nemaha Central timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. A timeout on the field, we'll take it as well. 9:50 to go first half, Thunder 13, and Silver Lake nothing. Back after this, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Wade Gerstner and crew, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Out of the timeout called by Nemaha Central, didn't like something set up offensively here to start this drive. Both teams have burned a timeout here in the first half. Thunder 13, Silver Lake nothing. First and 10 at the 25 here for Nemaha Central as Strothman. Near side on a reverse has good blocks and good yardage here up to the 40 for a gain of 15 yards on an end around here to the near side.
Dane Johnson, Grady Bergman on the stop. As you mentioned, a 15-yard pickup. It was Caleb Strothman who had the 74-yard reception right before halftime last year when these two teams met at Silver Lake on a pass from Hike. That gave Nemaha Central a 14-0 lead. And Silver Lake went right down the field, scored before half, made it interesting, but Nemaha Central dominated the second half.
First and 10, Nemaha Central, ball at their own 40. Option right, Hike keeps and spins through a couple of bodies and still pushing across the 45. And those churning up the legs, it is hard to bring down. And what looked to be maybe a 3-4 yard pickup turns into about an 8-9 yard pickup near midfield.
Something to keep an eye on here. Nemaha Central, a lot of snaps, power football. They have the advantage in the trenches with the size. Will that wear down Silver Lake over the course of the next quarter or two?
Second down, a long one to go, just shy of midfield. Nemaha Central in control. Here, sights on a give. He'll have the first down by a half yard across midfield to the Silver Lake 49. He goes right between the hash marks, following his big boy center, Logan Dieters, listed at 6'3", 200 pounds.
Caden Water with the stop to the Eagle defense.
That's the fifth carry tonight for Jaden Sites. He had 11 last week against Marysville for 49 yards. And a touchdown. He scored the first touchdown tonight from 8 yards out in the first quarter. 8:36 to go, second quarter. 13-0 Nemaha Central. Carter Hike puts it in the air. That pass is complete at the Silver Lake 40 and spun down near the 35 to the 36. A gain of 13 yards as that one was Camden Schmitz, his first catch of the season.
Well, Dane Johnson had him tackled, but broken tackle, gained an extra 3 or 4 yards.
That is the first pass attempt here in the first half as Carter Hike on first and 10. Simple give up the middle, and that was met quickly by the Silver Lake defense. Not much doing there, second down and long.
Now, Carter Spreer, he's been a bright spot up front for the Eagle defense thus far, and then Kendrick Vanderbilt, who's played and started as a freshman. He is a right defensive end. He is a sophomore, and then Samson Weber getting the start tonight. He came off the bench last week, rotates in as a defensive end. He was an honorable mention Mideast player a couple years ago.
For 1 yard there, second down, 9 yards to go at the Silver Lake 35-yard line. Ball closer to the far side hash. Thunder going from right to left. They go trips left, a man right. Now they send sights in motion to the far side of the field, and now movement on that Silver Lake defensive front.
Von Holland jumped from the edge.
That would be the second encroachment penalty here in the first half on the Silver Lake front.
Carter Hayek, 8 carries, 89 yards, 55 of it on that wild scramble where he broke 3 or 4 tackles to set up Thunder's second touchdown of the night.
Well, I hope for those maybe viewing on the Silver Lake channel had a chance to see that run because it was just a player making a play, no doubt about it. So after the 5 yards, second down and 4, they want to pitch to Strothman here. Oh, good move on Bergman to get some extra yards to the 25. That's just a one-on-one play. Strothman over Bergman and needing 4, pitch and catch a 5 for a first down.
It's kind of like basketball, man-to-man defense. Can you beat your man? And Strothman did, one-on-one against Bergman on the near side. Pretty tough as a defender when you're stuck on an island like that, but sometimes a defender wins the battle. That time it went to the offense.
7 minutes to go, clock moving second quarter. Thunder 13, Silver Lake nothing. Nemaha Central on the move at the Silver Lake 25-yard line, first and 10. They send sights in motion. They go option that way. Hike says no to sights, keeps it himself, bouncing outside the hash marks, outside the numbers, gets to the sideline, cruising into the end zone. Touchdown, Carter Hike from 25 yards out. I'm not sure a fingertip of a Silver Lake defender got a piece of him. So swift for his body size and that stature. but got quickly to the outside. Started with the hash marks outside the numbers. 19-0 Nemaha Central, just south of 7 minutes to go here in the opening half.
Ike, 114 yards rushing, couple touchdowns, and like you said, still almost half of the second quarter to play. Nemaha Central going for two.
19-0, they missed an extra point. They're going to fake it here. Hike, nicely done. They throw it, and a beautifully played two-point conversion to Camden Schmitz, untouched in the back of the end zone to make it 21-0. 6:49 to go, first half. Thunder, three possessions, three touchdowns. They lead the Eagles 21-0. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA in the Silver Lake Channel, Nemaha Central 21-0, extending their lead here against Silver Lake at 6:49 to go in the first half. That drive capped off by a 25-yard scamper and pay dirt for Carter Hike. His second touchdown tonight. They added a two-point conversion. Four plays, 75 yards, covering 3 minutes. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire.
Well, already 163 yards rushing for Nemaha Central. Still 7 minutes almost to play here before halftime.
Here's a squib kick picked up by Silver Lake near side, 35 and shy of the 40.
Owen Rottinghouse on the return.
Well, Silver Lake, they've had decent field position throughout. Had that one drive that got into Nemaha Central territory, but ultimately came up short on a 4th-and-4 scenario. But now, at 6:44 to go in this first half, see if Silver Lake can gather a little momentum here with Kruger under center. 21-0, Nemaha Central. First and 10, Silver Lake at their own 37. Kruger has played well in the passing department. The Eagles, though, have not gotten much going in the run game. Nemaha Central shifting that defensive line. Here is Burgos on the carry, and he has spun down in the backfield for a loss.
Ganstrom, once again, the penetration. Nemaha Central, they're not loading the box at all. In fact, it's the opposite. They have three down linemen. It's a 3-4 look. They respect Silver Lake, their vertical passing game, but right now, those three guys up front, Ganstrom and Wall and also Childress, really utilizing their size well. Not only are they strong, Brandon, but they're very agile.
Nemaha Central controlling the front after a loss of two by Burgos. Second down and 12 yards to go. Ball at the 35-yard line. 6 minutes to go. First half, 21-0. Nemaha Central here in Seneca. Kruger in the shotgun set. Chest high snap. Spins it in the hands. Fires it Bergman's way. Hit by Mackey. Driven back. Here's two more purple jerseys to finish it off. Forward progress. Maybe a yard on the swing pass near side to Bergman. But that pursuit by the purple jerseys just very quick here on the near sideline.
Well, and I mentioned it earlier, but Silver Lake, they don't have a lot of time to skip Kruger to throw the football. So it's going to be quick outs, maybe a slant or two, and he has to unload the football in a hurry. He was sacked twice on the previous possession.
Clock moving here in the second quarter, 5:20. It's going south. Thunder 21, Eagles nothing. It is third down, 11 yards to go at the 36-yard line of Silver Lake. They move left to right here in quarter number two. Spinning it twice in his hand, standing tall in the pocket, takes a shot downfield, pass is picked off at midfield. That is Camden Schmitz, and he bullies his way inside the 40, and another turnover forced by this Nemaha Central defense as Camden Schmitz coming away with the interception, the third INT for the Thunder defense in 2025.
Well, there's the youth of the quarterback. You know, Kip Kruger's trying to make a play. He had time to throw, but kind of locked onto his receiver. There were three purple jerseys there, and relatively easy play to make there for Schmitz, but give him credit. He read the eyes of the quarterback and just cut underneath the pass receiver, picked it off, and the Thunder with the football yet again.
And he got about 10 or 11 yards on that return, and now Nemaha Central at the Silver Lake 40, trying to build on a 21-0 lead at 5:01 to go here in the first half. Carter Hike, he has been sensational here through a quarter and change. They want to go end around Stroffen near side. Trying to split two, can't do so. Good pursuit here by the Silver Lake front. Miles Fisher in there on the stop, but it's a gain of 3 yards, second down and seven.
Yeah, Miles Fisher along with Jet Ross with the tandem tackle. Well played by the Eagle defense.
Miles Fisher, 6'2", 203-pound junior, had seven total tackles and actually led the Eagles last week with a couple quarterback pressures. But a good stick there to keep it at a minimal gain. Second down and 7 yards to go for Nemaha Central. Ball at the Silver Lake 37-yard line, under 4.5 minutes to go in this opening half. Thunder leading it 21-0. Pike surveys the defense. Here's Strothman again, goes behind Sullivan Haverkamp, who gets the carry right up the middle, and he's got a first down and more inside the 30-yard line up near the 25. It appears to be to the 24. 10-plus on that one for Sullivan Haverkamp and a first down for the Thunder.
Well, they're keying on Hike. They're keying on the quarterback read. They're keying on the option. Then they hit him right up the middle with Haverkamp.
Now a little hurry up here for the Thunder. They get on it quickly. They go right back. Same play to Haverkamp. This time, Silver Lake was there. Multiple bodies blowing him back. Forward progress. Maybe actually a yard or two. Let's see where they spot it. Haverkamp for one, second down and nine at the 23.
Drew Womack along with Miles Fisher on the tackle for the Eagles. And 21-0 at the moment. Nemaha Central in front. Silver Lake right now just looking to get a stop on defense.
Both teams, two timeouts left. Thunder went hurry up before that last play. Now they're slowing it down, quite the opposite. They're letting this one run down. The clock moving at 3:25 here. Thunder 21, Eagles nothing. Ball closer to the near side hash. Thunder moving right to left. They got Strothman and Thomas, the two wideouts left. They send Strothman in motion. They fake the option. Hike's going to keep it, and he is gathered up and brought down on the shoelace by Bergman. Good individual tackle there to keep it now at a third and short.
Yeah, great tackle. That saved a touchdown. I just want to say it's refreshing to have a scoreboard that works and that is lit up. Of course, unfortunately, last week, Silver Lake, it was tough to manage the game as a coaching staff when you don't have a scoreboard or a running clock, and they kept the time on the field. The officials and the PA announcer would mention the time sporadically and periodically. It was an odd situation. I've been broadcasting for 31 years, never seen that an entire game without a scoreboard, but Nemaha Central's working fine, unfortunately, for Silver Lake fans, not in their favor.
2.5 minutes clock moving. Nemaha Central trying to take this one down. Don't want to give Silver Lake an opportunity late in this first half. 21-0 Thunder. Third down and 3 yards to go. Hike working left, faking the pitch. He's got a first down, and he hits his way all the way inside the 10 near the 5-yard line. Needing three, getting much more than that. 10 or 11-ish on the carry. 2:20 to go. It's first and goal, Nemaha Central.
Truck one defender, Dane Johnson, held on for dear life to bring him down at the 6.
2:13, clock moving first half. Nemaha Central trying to bend on this 3-score lead, and now a whistle pre-snap.
Diamond formation on the right side.
And it's going to be a timeout on the field. Silver Lake burns their second. We'll step aside as well. 2:08 to go first half. Nemaha Central on the move and threatening a 21-0 lead for the home team Thunder. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn here on KNZA alongside Wade Gershner and crew. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Thanks for our listenership on KNZA, our viewership as well on the Silver Lake Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Late first half, 2:08 to go until the intermission. Nemaha Central on the move and a 3-touchdown lead. They have it first and goal at the 6-yard line.
Shout out to Eli Schuler running our camera on the Silver Lake Channel. Silver Lake volleyball team had a nice night at the Shawnee Heights Quadrangular, winning 2 out of 3, including a win in straight sets over the 7th-ranked team in 6A. Silver Lake Eagle volleyball team, number one team in the state. Nemaha Central, Lady Thunder, they're in the top 10 as well.
How about the Big East? 6 teams total ranked in the latest volleyball rankings from the KVA. That is some good stuff. 2:08 to go, first half. Nemaha Central out of the timeout. First and goal at the 6. Hike faking a handoff left, following his blocker, pushing towards the goal line, and he is in. Trifecta, Carter Hike, his third touchdown here in the opening half. And at 2:02 to go in this second period, it's going to be now 27-0, Nemaha Central.
9 plays, 60-yard drive, methodically moved the ball down the field on that possession. There wasn't a gigantic, big chunk of yardage, just, you know, 6 yards here, 7 yards there, some different formations. And now Nemaha Central with the traditional extra point try.
Levi Thomas is 2 for 3 tonight in extra points. After the miss, they went for 2, got it on their last touchdown. He was 6 for 6 last week through the uprights, and he puts this one through to make it a 7-point affair on that drive. So add to it, 28-0, Nemaha Central, 2:02 to go in this opening half. We step aside for a timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Wade Gerstner and crew, Brandon Tam and Ray Penning, late first half here in Seneca. Another touchdown drive for Nemaha Central took 3 minutes, 60 yards, and Carter Hike, a 6-yard touchdown run, his third of the half, 28-0, Nemaha Central.
Well, domination. I mean, that's all you can say. Number two team in the state, 2A. Won 2 straight titles, almost had 3 in a row following the Southeast last year in the championship, and they are loaded, a lot of experience back. Here is Bron Johnson on the return.
Going left outside the numbers.
Oh, he took a shot.
Absolutely mollywops over there on the far side, shy of the 35. Good special teams play for Nemaha Central. So Silver Lake down 28-0. They got 1:55 to go and one timeout under their belt.
I want to let everybody know that C.J. Hamilton, the all-time wins leader in the history of Kansas high school football, 447 wins, 18 title appearances as a coach, 8 state championships. He'll be inducted to the Acacia Hall of Fame. That ceremony coming up next Friday at C.J. Hamilton Field in Silver Lake.
Cougar. Takes a high snap, ball left side. Good run here on first down. It's going to be upended at the 45-yard line. Good carry on first down, moving the chains there for Silver Lake at under 1:50 to go in the half. Camden Schmitz on the stop, buck 44, clock moving. Ball at the 45-yard line. Here's a shoulder-high snap, looking near side, still looking near side, launching it this way, pass tipped, and it's intercepted off the deflection by Nemaha Central. What a deflected play there. Leighton Thomas, right play, right moment, and in the right spot for another interception by this Nemaha Central defense. And it's just going very positive for the Thunder, not so much for Silver Lake. Another turnover.
Unfortunately, there was Tip Cruiser. It wasn't a horrible pass, although there were 2 defenders in the area, and Jet Ross got a few fingertips on it, deflected right into the arms, right place, right time for Nemaha Central and Leighton Thomas.
So Nemaha Central at their own 39 after the first interception of the season by Thomas. Ball near side hash, 28-0 Thunder, faking a run, now putting it down, directing traffic is high, trying to get away, and then he lost the ball. That might be a live ball and a fumble, but they're going to say incomplete.
Well,
what did Carter break there?
Carter Spear recovered it, but half his body was out of bounds, so I don't think it would have been a clean recovery for the Eagles anyway. But yeah, that was in essence a sack by the Silver Lake defense, and instead they call an incomplete pass. And that'd be interesting if you had that replay and zoom in like you see on national TV, see if his knee was down.
The official putting the spot down at the 41-yard line. The chain gang thought it was a fumble, and they were moving it back, but it's an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 with 1:23 to go. Hike, quarterback keeper, straight up the middle. Somehow just continues to churn and churn across the 45. Multiple white jerseys there to bring him down. It's shy of the first down marker. Gain of about 7. at 1:09 to go, clock moving first half, 28-0, Nemaha Central.
Jaden Water and Grady Bergman with the tackle, but you do wonder, you know, how much can the Silver Lake defense handle, because Nemaha Central's had the ball quite a bit in this first half, wearing them down.
Under a minute to go, and that one might have slipped out of Hike's hands, incomplete pass. Hit off his lineman there, and Daniel Childress. Not sure he was the intended receiver, but it stops the clock at 53 seconds. And now fourth down and three for the Thunder, just shy of midfield.
You're not sure that was the intended receiver? I'm pretty sure that was the intended receiver.
Daniel Childress, 6'2", 260.
Daniel Childress? Yeah, I don't think the lineman was the guy you want to throw to at his calf.
He did have the NC lead last week. Three pancake blocks. That's one of my favorite stats, probably in football.
Makes you hungry, too.
But we're going to get a timeout on the field by Nemaha Central. So they got something to discuss here. Fourth down and three, the 47-yard line with under a minute to go, leading Silver Lake 28-0. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
54 seconds remaining in the first half. Nemaha Central 28, Silver Lake nothing. Thunder have it fourth and three, just shy of midfield. Layton Thomas, an interception on the last Silver Lake offensive drive, but the Eagles defense holding here, and fairly smart move up four scores late in the first half. Looks like Nemaha Central going to punt this one away.
Not a chance to work on your punt game, your punt coverage.
It's Levi Thomas once again, the boot from right to left. And a chance for Bergman to field. He's got room, far side of the field, outside the hash mark, cuts it up, has speed, and finally tripped up. A late flag is going to maybe bring this one back. Good job by Bergman on the return across the 40, but there's been a couple costly penalties for Silver Lake in this first half. We'll look down and see.
Well, I think they might have got Hogle with a hold. He got tied up with Nemaha Central player. They both were grabbing each other, to be quite frank with you. That allowed the returner to get to the edge, but that flag came in very late.
And they're going to wave it off.
Yeah.
Okay, that flag, as you mentioned, it was the closest official to us, but probably the official that was farthest away from where the play ended. And they wave it off. Michael Glassick on the field now, trying to get an explanation by the official. So it doesn't take away a good return there by Bergman up to the 44-yard line. So one timeout left for Silver Lake, down 28-0, but they got 42 seconds to work with.
Big thanks to our title sponsor, Silver Lake Channel, Bob Schwartz Financial. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises.
28-0, Nemaha Central, 41 seconds to go in the first half. Silver Lake has the ball at their own 44-yard line, operating left to right, first down and 10. Ball far side hash. Kruger standing tall in the gun. Nemaha Central continuing to shift on that defensive line. Kruger wants to take a shot near side. It is a catch by Dane Johnson at the 30. Just simply going up and making a play down to the 29. That's a gain of about 15 or 16 yards.
Well, he just threw it behind Dane a little
26
bit.
26 yards.
Yeah, it was a big gain. And Dane is so good at adjusting in midair to the ball before the defender can react.
First down, 26 yards. To the 30, and a timeout, 32 seconds left here. Or maybe not a timeout, just a pause in the action. Officially marked at the 29 for a gain of 27.
Yeah, and he spiked it, so that stops the clock.
They got on that quickly, spiked it, second down 10 at the 29. 32 seconds to go, Silver Lake trying to get some positive juice going into the halftime break as the Thunder lead is 28-0. Ball near side hash, Kruger. Burgos behind him, two receivers left, two to the right. Kruger going to step back. He wants to take a deep shot. That ball's hanging in the air for a long time, and there was a little bit of tangle between the defender's sights and the receiver for Silver Lake. No flag on the play. It's incomplete, and it's third and 10.
Well, that's Dane Johnson that they're going through, 6 foot, 379-pound all-stater from a year ago, maybe the best wide receiver in all of Class 2A. 850 yards receiving last year, 51 catches. He's had some big games in his career, including over 200 yards, 14 catches,
last week. Just kind of a jump ball, but a little bit inside, and Dane had to turn into the defender, so it wasn't intercepted.
You mentioned the 14 catches last week. If you put that with the number 51 with his total catches last year, he already grabbed 27% of his catches from last year in week number one here in 2025. So clock stop, 26 seconds to go, 28-0 Nemaha Central, third down and 10 Silver Lake at the NC 29. They go two to the short side right, and Johnson split out left. Kruger back to pass, across the middle of the field, and it's batted down incomplete.
Man, Kruger took a shot on the blitz. Gain and Fredbeck came right through the middle. Little late blitz from the linebacker spot by Sedbeck, and Kip Kruger, to his credit, stood in there, took the shot to the ribs, and delivered a pass that was almost completed.
And it was batted down by Sullivan Haberkamp for the incomplete pass. 22 seconds to go in the half. 28-0, Nemaha Central, but now fourth down and 10 for the Eagles at the Thunder 29-yard line. You got to go for it here. Kruger, the freshman, impressive a week ago. The overtime loss to Rossville, standing tall, fourth and 10. Nemaha Central shifting that front. Here comes the rush. Mackey, they got to get rid of it, and it's incomplete. They were looking for Burgos across the middle, and it's a turnover on downs. Nemaha Central gets it back. 17-6 to go. Can't imagine they decide to do much with this here. We think they might take this one to the half.
Well, that's a play they got 21 yards on, but was negated due to a hold. It was a screen over the middle, Burgos. They had the lineman up at front. The only problem is it was a bit of a jailbreak, and Kruger could have held onto that ball for another half a second. Could have been a huge play for Silver Lake, and that's the difference between getting that big play or not. Silver Lake just a little bit off with their timing.
It appears Nemaha Central will line up in the victory formation to take this one to the half. Both teams have a timeout left, but Thunder would have a long way to go with the ball now being moved up. It was parked at the 29. It was parked at the 24. Now they move it back to the original spot at the 29-yard line. So Nemaha Central, defensively stout across the board, offensively efficient. Carter Hike in that victory set. He'll take the snap, he'll take the knee, and that'll take us to the halftime break. As the final 10 seconds run off the second quarter clock here in Seneca, as the Nemaha Central Thunder lead the Silver Lake Eagles 28-0 here at the halftime break. Up next here on KNZA, halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you work with diesel-powered vehicles, you work hard. You need a diesel that works just as hard as you do, like Cenex Premium Diesel. With a more complete additive package for a more complete burn, you might say it's the smartest way to fill. In other words, Cenex Premium Diesel works hard and smart at the same time. Now, typical number 2 diesel, on the other hand, let's just say it tries hard. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
From Ag Partners Co-op.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Tanya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has 2 pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are 2 main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show here on KNZA, presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. Wade Gerstner and crew for the Silver Lake Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Ray Penning, our KNZA producer. I'm Brandon Tabman as well. Nemaha Central 28, Silver Lake nothing here at the halftime break. We'll go through the stats in a moment. But Wade, again, this was a game. Nemaha Central wasted little time, forcing a fumble on Silver Lake's opening drive. Jaden Seitz gave Nemaha Central an early lead, and it has only ballooned from there. A four-touchdown lead for the Thunder here at the break.
We said Silver Lake, if they're going to pull off the upset, had to get off to a good start. That did not happen with the fumble in the first drive, as you alluded to. They had three first-half turnovers. Two of those, they had to force the ball down the field in the passing game with their freshman quarterback. And then the big concern coming in was the physicality of Nemaha Central. And there's not a better proven point of the physicality of the Thunder with their defense and holding Silver Lake to under 100 yards in that first half. But also, the run by Carter Hyde from 55 yards that set up a score. And right now, Nemaha Central doing pretty much what they want in the run game. They've been able to utilize the edge and then the couple quick hitters to Sullivan Avery camp as well. And then they mix in a couple of short passes. They haven't even taken a deep shot down the field. They haven't needed to this point. And so what you're seeing is a matchup between two teams where Nemaha Central has nine starters back, a whole bunch of seniors, more experience. They're bigger, maybe faster as well. And on top of that, you mentioned the pregame. You've got a very experienced, one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the state, two-way. And Silver Lake has a kid that, when he's a senior at Carter Hike, we might be talking about him in
right, the
same way.
Yeah, exactly. Certainly the experience factor kind of playing a part in this first half. Another key note, Nemaha Central, they won the toss. Silver Lake got the ball first. So 28-0 NC, they'll get the ball here to start the third quarter. A lot to get to here in our halftime break. We'll take a timeout. Get you some stats in that first half. We'll check some scores from around the area as well. A lot to get to here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Nemaha Central 28 and Silver Lake nothing. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for the ultimate chill, gaming night, or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe. Whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime. We purchased a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They were great to work with and very personable, and they were really smooth.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Hey, everyone hanging with us here tonight. Week 2 of the high school football season on KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel. Brandon Tabman, Wade Gerstner and crew. Ray Penning, also our studio producer, a full crew making this whole thing possible here tonight. Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. Nemaha Central leading Silver Lake 28-0. We'll get to the first half stats here in a moment. But Wade, we have been just thrilled adding this new channel, you know, amongst our crew, Silver Lake. You've already been very busy with that. We're here tonight and a ton of support from the Silver Lake channel, from the community, as we have added that to our list of many channels here at MSC.
Yeah, 5 video channels now and counting, and appreciate the kind words. And we couldn't do it without the 12 fantastic sponsors, including Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. They are our title sponsor. They're also the highlight sponsor when we post highlights of Silver Lake Eagle Athletics on the Silver Lake Channel Facebook page. And also check out the Silver Lake Twitter page as well. And then Stock Grower State Bank is one of our gold sponsors, serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century. Stock Grower State Bank can assist you with financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. And if you're watching the video stream right now, you can see they're a sponsor of our halftime statistics that Brandon will go over here in just a moment here on the radio on 103.9 KNZA. Big thanks to Mammoth Sports Construction. We'll have the Mammoth play of the game here on the Silver Lake Channel later in the post game. They build places where passion and community collide, facilities where all ages come to play while families cheer from the stands, every size, every budget. Don't forget to listen for the player of the game on the Silver Lake Channel, sponsored by I Got Cards in Silver Lake. Currently open 9 to 6 on Saturdays, 12 to 6 on Sundays. Don't miss your chance to bring your collection to the next trade night, which is coming up Saturday, September 20th from 5 to 9 in the evening with all-you-can-eat pizza for $10. Big thank you to gold sponsor Next Gen Cattle Company and Next Gen Beef. From our ranches to your table, enjoy steaks the Next Gen way, tender, juicy, and full of flavor. Order at nextgenbeef.com. Also, Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring in Topeka, they bring you the hardwood hit of the game on the Silver Lake Channel. Offer your comprehensive package of hardwood flooring for both residential and commercial customers with exceptional value for the money. We have 4 silver sponsors: Baird Construction, insured in-ground pool contractor who also does field drainage, basement excavation, building pads, land clearing, pond construction. Give them a call, 785-817-0867. Roofs by Bryant, specializing in roofing, siding, windows, doors, gutters, and garage doors. The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. Integrity Insurance, helping you protect what's important to you: business, home, auto, life insurance. And our bronze sponsors, the Silver Lake Animal Health Center, providing comprehensive preventative care services to pets of all ages. And the Silver Lake Booster Club, a group of parents and community members working closely with the Silver Lake schools to promote the tradition of excellence in academics, athletics, and extracurriculars. And in mentioning sports, I want to get this in real quick so I do not forget about it. Big day for Silver Lake Lady Eagle Golf yesterday at the varsity tournament at Wamego. Finished second overall. Kaylin Haney placed fourth as an individual. And JV at Osage City, Addie Just finished third. She lost the three-way tie for first, lost out on the whole handicap tiebreaker, led by head coach Kelby Brown. Silver Lake volleyball team, number one team in the state, 3-8 or 11-1. some of their first loss of the season last night to Shawnee Heights, but came back and beat 5A Seaman and Straits, and then beat 7th-ranked team in 6A Manhattan and Straits, set Sarah Johnson's team off to 11-1 start. So a huge thank you to all of those 12 sponsors. If you would like to be a sponsor of Silver Lake Channel, email me, wadeg@mscnews.net.
Boy, a ton of support for the new Silver Lake Channel. We couldn't thank everybody enough who have a hand in that to a certain degree. Again, our halftime show continues on. Nemaha Central 28-0 over Silver Lake. As we're going to dive into some of the first half numbers here, again, the total yardage unofficially 229 for Nemaha Central. 211 of that was on the ground. Total yards for Silver Lake 75. They did most of that damage through the air. Kip Kruger looking good at times as a freshman. He has not had a ton of time in the pocket tonight. Nemaha Central front playing exceptionally well, but just 4 rushing yards for the Eagles. You mentioned that in the pregame, Wade, how crucial it was for Silver Lake to get a run game going, and here in the first half, just 4 yards on the ground.
Well, the last thing you want to be as a football team is one-dimensional, and that's what Silver Lake has had to go to because they've not been able to run the ball effectively. Kruger was on a roll there throwing the football for a while, but then he finished with 4 incompletions, threw for 71 yards in the first half. Dane Johnson held the 2 catches for 34, Grady Bergman 3 for 27, 1 catch apiece for Mason Van Vactor, Jet Ross, and Brady Hogle. And running the football, just 8 yards for Burgos, and then negative yards for Kip Kruger because he was sacked a few times, and Don Monhon was 2 carries for negative 1. And as you know, the catalyst for Nemaha Central is a guy named Hike.
As they would say.
Carter Hike with 145 yards rushing, 13 carries, 2 touchdown runs of 25 and 6 at a 55-yard scamper. Caleb Strothman 3 for 23. Jaden Seitz, a touchdown run of 8 yards, 6 carries for 26. Hike throwing the ball 2 of 4 for 18, both completions to Strothman. And Sullivan Haverkamp ran the ball well and is out there, 3 carries for 17 yards.
Halftime stats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and KNZA. It's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, that's in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services with a new location on Highway 75 in Holton. That is Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Our halftime score, Nemaha Central 28 and Silver Lake nothing. Inching closer to the start of the third quarter, and we get back to you after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask Rental Department as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Looking for peace of mind about your future? Join the Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation and First Heritage Bank for a special 3-day educational series, Planning, Protection, and Peace of Mind. Sessions will be held Thursday in October from noon to 1:30 at the Metal Arc Extension District in Seneca, and lunch is provided. Topics include estate planning on October 2nd, securing your digital life October 9th, and Medicare Education Insights on October 16th. To RSVP, contact Courtney Schmelzley at 785-336-0426. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and First Heritage Bank, your partners in planning for tomorrow.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox Team, find us online.
Rebates. Rebates!
Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates! Rebates! You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the start of the second half here in Seneca, Nemaha Central 28, Silver Lake nothing. Before we get to the second half and maybe a few keys for these last couple of quarters, checking a couple scores, or at least a few that we got from around the MSC radio area. Cobra Channel, Jackson Heights had a 36-0 lead over Morehill Mounts Academy at the half. Hiawatha Channel has the Redhawks beating Marysville at the half as well. That score is 21-8. Sabetha and Perry Lecompton is a Blue Jays 21-7 halftime lead. Fulton and Riley County, a 17-14 Holton halftime lead. And Atchison, a big lead on Care 93-7, 48-0 over KC Harmon. And our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Brandon, Wade and crew, Ray Penning. Second half, Nemaha Central getting the ball, 28-0 their lead. What does Silver Lake need to do? Just try to chip away and do the best they can to get something good on film, to find some positive moments here, as Nemaha Central certainly had their way in that first half.
Well, if they could somehow force a turnover, that would energize them for sure. And you have to be able to put Nemaha Central in a second down and long, which we have not seen really all night long. On offense, you have to be able to run the ball a little bit. It sounds crazy when you're down 28-0, but if you pass on every single down, it's going to get even uglier, because it's going to be tough to hold up against that defensive front that's so strong, physical, and big that Nemaha Central had. So it's an uphill climb, but if you're Silver Lake, you just have to take it one play at a time, the old adage, and it starts with a stop on defense. For Nemaha Central, this is a chance for them to obviously work on perhaps mixing in the passing game a little bit, because they're going to need it if they want to win a state title, which, of course, they've done two the last 3 years.
Second half kickoff here on KNZA, brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Silver Lake will kick from left to right. Ball between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Mason Van Vactor has it teed up. Two back deep for Nemaha Central. In between the 10 and 20-yard line, Thunder will go right to left offensively. Strothman taken all the way back to the end zone. Van Vactor had a good kick there. Touchback. And Nemaha Central set to begin at first and 10.
Well, that's a good start. You don't have to cover the kick.
Pretty good kick.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing how things have changed over the years. When I was here from 2002 to 2006, lived here in Seneca, press box is a lot bigger and nicer than it was back in the day. And then everything you see in the foreground to the west and to the north was the old golf course. And now, of course, you've got, you know, all kinds of businesses that popped up there. And then you got the new golf course across the highway. So it's amazing how things have developed over in this area.
28-0, Nemaha Central. Here we go. Start of the third quarter. Thunder have the opening possession, operating from right to left. Their lead is 28-0, first and 10 at the 20. Hike on a designed run, thought about pitching it. The running back was not there. Miscommunication with Seitz. He went right, and Hike thought he was going left. Good thing he didn't pitch that thing. That's going to be a loss. Good pursuit by Silver Lake. That was a tough start there for NC on offense. That's an 8-yard loss.
Yeah, Don Monholen back there, seven, 8-yard loss. And I think that was just not on the same page. I think the back was supposed to go that way, or maybe Hike went the wrong way. I'm not for sure, but he turned, and he almost pitched the ball to nobody.
He had probably just enough to hang on to that, but, yeah, he had the motion he wanted to pitch, but realized nobody was there. Now it's second down, 17 yards to go. Here's Hike on a rollout right. They find it to Jack Mackey, bobbles, catching in the flat. He'll get that lost yardage back and maybe a touch more across the 20 to the 23. That's a gain of 10 yards and a manageable third down here at third and 7.
Well, a safe pass call by Coach Classic and his staff. Just rolling Hike to his right. Mackey releases from a tight end position. Silver Lake a little late, rotating over defensively to cover him.
Third down, 7 yards to go for Nemaha Central. Their opening drive of the third quarter, 10:55 clock, moving third quarter. And the Nemaha Central lead is 28-0. Ball far side hash. Hike in the pistol. Seitz behind him, the running back. Rolling to his right is Hike, trying to direct traffic. He is hit. He launches it. It's way high in the air, and that is a jump ball, and it's picked off by Silver Lake's Grady Bergman, and then he's barreled out of bounds, but not after a good return inside the 35, and you said it. Can they force a turnover? And that's exactly what they did. A little momentum here for Silver Lake.
That's the first turnover the Silver Lake defense has forced this year. They were minus three last week, minus three in the first half. They were minus six. But that is the jolt in the arm the Silver Lake Eagle team needed. Now let's see if the offense can capitalize with Prime Real Estate at the 32.
So Silver Lake at their own 32-yard line. 10:31 to go, third quarter, 28-0. Silver Lake trailing, but they get a big turnover here on Nemaha Central on the opening drive, and now we get a whistle and an official timeout. Not sure if it's an injury, but a stoppage in play. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, 90 seconds roughly off the clock here in this third period. Nemaha Central turning it over there, an interception thrown by Carter High. Grady Bergman making a nice acrobatic catch and about a 10-15-yard rough return. And, again, a must-have drive here early on in this third quarter.
Yeah, if you want to get back in this football game, you have to score. You get the turnover that we were talking about Silver Lake needed. One of the rare mistakes that Carter High will make, I thought he might throw the ball out of bounds. Maybe he was trying to, couldn't get enough on it. Grady Bergman made a nice play on the football. He was an honorable mention defensive back a year ago in the Big East League.
So after the official timeout, Thunder defense out there ready to go. Now the Silver Lake offense moving from left to right here in quarter number three. They have it first down and 10 at the Nemaha Central 32-yard line. Kruger in that first half. Had a couple of interceptions. 8 of 10 passing, 71 yards. First play on offense for the Eagles in quarter number three. Good field position, left side hash, a high snap, near side throw, and it's low, but caught, or no, they're going to say it's incomplete.
Yeah, better off dropping that.
Would have been a loss. Jet Ross, the intended receiver, on the screen, and it's going to bring up second down and 10.
That's five straight incompletions for Kruger, and he's missed on seven of his last eight passes, two interceptions, then one completion of 26 yards to Dane Johnson, five incomplete passes. There's that short passing game, and what's happening is Nemaha Central now says, okay, we know what you're going to do. We're going to cheat. And that would be the opportunity, maybe a stop and go, hit deep, a jump ball for Dane Johnson. The question is, will Kruger have enough time to launch it?
Second down and 10 at the Nemaha Central 32, 28-0 Thunder, early on third quarter. Silver Lake capitalized on the turnover by the Thunder. Kruger dancing in the pocket, puts it down to his hip, rolls to his left. He's got room, and near the first down, he's shoved out of bounds by Sullivan Haverkamp. But depending on the spot, it's going to be a nice scamper out of the backfield left side.
It's a rare mistake by the Nemaha Central defense tonight. Of course, a shutout last week. In fact, what's crazy was they were on the field for 10.5 minutes in the third quarter against Marysville and somehow didn't give up a point. And that was one of the few breakdowns we saw tonight. No containment, keeping the quarterback in the pocket. He was able to scramble. Good yardage. Brings up third and short.
Third down two after the 8-yard scamper by Kruger. Ball inside the 25 of Nemaha Central. Ball far side hash. Eagles going left to right. They send a man in motion, just a touch. Left side in the shotgun set of Kruger. It's a very high snap. Drop down to the running back, who's got a nice move to the left side. Excuse me, he's going to have a first down. Boy, that high snap. Kruger did a good job snatching that quickly and able to get it to his running back for a first down carry.
Al Burgos, he seems to be maybe the most shifty back that this team has. He really came on late last year for the Eagles when they went 7-3, fell in the second round of the 2A playoffs. So first down and 10 inside the 15.
A big third down conversion there. First down, 10 yards to go. And Silver Lake in the red zone. And it's sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate. 28-0 Thunder. Eagles trying to get on the board here early third quarter. First and 10 at the 14. Burgos again, run left side. Hit quickly and dropped by Camden Schmitz, but not after first good down yardage there to about the 10 for a gain of about 5.
Interesting. Silver Lake running the ball between the left guard and the center, both times, last two runs, basically the same play call, and they got a bit of a push up front.
Kendrick Vandevelde, also Drew Womack, the center, trying to get some movement on a very stout defensive front for Nemaha Central. Second and 5 at the 10-yard line. Eagles down 28-0, but trying to score. Kruger in the gun, another high snap, pulls it down. Burgos again, about the same play, same spot. This time, Nemaha Central ate it up for a minimal game.
Yeah, that time there was no daylight for Burgos. Absolutely collapsed inside. Good job plugging the gaps by the Nemaha Central defense.
Logan Dieters, Hendricks Wall in there. No gain on the play. Third and 5 coming up at the Nemaha Central 9-yard line. 28-0 Thunder. Eagles trying to capitalize on a Thunder interception thrown on their opening drive of the third quarter. Third and five at the NC 9. Kruger in the backfield by himself. Takes chest high snap. Quick hitter across the middle. It is caught near the five. The ball might have been dropped. It was. A quick hitter. A little 5-yard hitch route. Maybe the contact there on Bergman forced the drop, and now fourth and five.
Yeah, Bergman had it, but you're absolutely right. The hit dislodged the football. Good timing, so it wasn't pass interference. And now Silver Lake absolutely has to have this fourth down and five.
Fourth and five at the Nemaha Central 9-yard line. 8:28 to go, third quarter. Thunder leading it 28-0. Nemaha Central losing in the state championship game last year to Southeast of Saline. Talking to Coach Glassick this week. Motivation is certainly there here for 2025. Trying to get a big stop on defense. Fourth and five at the NC 9. Silver Lake needing this. Chest high snap. Here's Kruger across the middle of the field. Bergman into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. Had to have it. And the freshman Kruger comes through. Bergman with his first touchdown of 2025.
Well, they spread him out. Empty backfield. It went empty. Five receivers, three right, two left. Spread the field. And that opened up the middle for Bergman. And of course, you're going to see a lot of attention being applied to Dane Johnson on the outside. And that freed things up by going empty, five wide, and Bergman over the middle for the touchdown.
So Bergman, the interception on defense, and he gets the touchdown on fourth and five at the nine. As Van Vactor, boy, he's got quite the boot. He buried that one through on the extra point. And Silver Lake, they capitalized, they desperately needed it, and they got it. 8:23 to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central 28. And Silver Lake 7. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On fourth down and five at the Nemaha Central 9-yard line, Kip Kruger, the freshman, to the senior wide receiver, Grady Bergman. 9-yard touchdown connection. Extra point is up and good. 28-7. Silver Lake is on the board, but now it's a 3-score lead for NC. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire.
First touchdown of the year allowed by Nemaha Central.
Here is Strothman on the return, nearsighted about the 8-yard line. Gets up to the 20, left hash working right, and a flag in there as he's dropped at the 25.
It is a hold on the return team, so they'll back up the Thunder. If you're Michael Glassick, and I've known the Glassick family for so long. In fact, I called games when Michael and Tyler played ball. Tyler, assistant Centralia, Larry Glassick, now retired and winning championships over in Centralia in football and various sports. And Katie Volleyball over at Royal Valley, she's the coach there. But Coach Glassick's got to be a little bit, I don't want to say frustrated, but a little bit disappointed with the way his team came out to start the second half. The turnover, then the defense gives up the touchdown on the short field, and I'm sure he doesn't want to see any kind of complacency from his team, and then a hold on the return backs him up inside their own 20.
First and 10 at their own 16-yard line. Thunder leading it 28-7, but certainly the first near 4 minutes of this third quarter has been won by Silver Lake. Still a long way to go. Carter Hike coming back out after throwing his first interception of 2025. He's in the pistol set. Mackey the tight end left. They go to Seitz up the middle, now bouncing right. Trying to spin away through one, and then he is gobbled up and buried for minimal yardage there on first down. Seems like the Eagles defense has a little bit more pep in their step here to start things out.
Well, that's what we're talking about at halftime. If you can get that turnover and give you a jolt in the arm, then you can capitalize. All of a sudden, you feel a little bit better about things. And there's a long way to go in this football game. And Silver Lake now with a couple different defensive players, defensive line, maybe fresh. And you got Thomas Fisher at nose guard, Henry Eisenberth now at a right defensive end. It was Von Hall, the sophomore, that made that tackle.
Gain of 2 yards for Seitz. Second down, 8 yards to go. Ball at the Nemaha Central 17-yard line. 7:40 clock moving third quarter. 28-7 NC. Option left. Height will keep. Good open field tackle. It'll be shy of the first down and shy of the 25. Third and manageable coming up here on second and eight. It's a 5-yard pickup for Carter Hike.
You know, that was a really good play by Don Monholland from his linebacker spot in the pursuit. The wrap-up Hike one-on-one is tough to do. At the same time, it's third down and two. So when you make a stop against this offense, Nemaha Central's still in position.
Ball just shy of the 25 at the 24. Third down, 2 yards to go, about 5 minutes into this third quarter. Third and two, what would you expect? None other than Carter Hike. Needed two, got four. First down, Nemaha Central.
Well, everybody, I think, in the building or in the stadium knows that Carter Hike's going to get the football. How many times have we said that during his illustrious career? Jaden Water with the stop for Silver Lake.
A two-time Sports in Kansas two-way offensive player of the year. Hike also, by the way, the 3A and below non-senior offensive player of the year as well last season. Set a heavy workload tonight and a first down carry there. First down and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 28-yard line. 6:40 clock moving third quarter. They lead Silver Lake 28-7. Low snap, end around. It's Strothman hit and dropped.
Miles Fisher.
That was a great play by Miles Fisher. I know we called his name once or twice in the first half, and that is a great individual effort. No gain on the play.
Well, there's no doubt that the pursuit for Silver Lake defensively, I think, is much more sound and consistent in this third quarter.
It's avoiding giving up the big yards on first down and keeping them behind the sticks in the early downs. And right there, no gain. Second and 10, ball shy of the 30. To the halfway point here in quarter number three, Nemaha Central leading 28-7, but the Eagles have a little pep in their step here in the third quarter. Hike on a keeper, hit again, and wrapped up and driven back. Fort Progress gives them a yard, but that's it. Third and long, great play again. Pursuits by the Silver Lake defense.
Jet Ross, Jaden Water, Henry Eisenbarth. It takes three or four guys usually bring Hike down, and now you have exactly what you want against Nemaha Central. Put him in a third down and long, which we didn't see at all in the first half.
Now, Carter Hike, he has not thrown the ball much here tonight. Might be a passing scenario here on third and nine. We'll see. 5:28 to go, third quarter. 28-7, Nemaha Central in front, but facing third and nine behind their own 30-yard line, operating from right to left, quarter number three. Hike, belt tie snap, has time, good blocking. Thrown down the middle, pass tipped up in the air, and Burton
An
interception at the 45.
Oh, good coverage by Dane Johnson. Dane almost picked it off. And then on the deflection, looked like Bergman's going to have an easy pick and dropping. Looks like he's going to be okay, a little bit gimpy initially, but there was that deep shot. We hadn't seen Nemaha Central try that all game long on a third down and nine. They took their shot and nearly turned it over.
Well, Bergman had a chance on the deflection, but an incomplete pass, forcing Nemaha Central to punt this away at 5:13 to go in the third, leading Silver Lake 28-7, but the Eagles playing well here in this third quarter, keeping themselves in this one for sure. That punt's going to take a fairly okay Nemaha Central bounce. It nestles out of bounds inside the 45. And I believe about the 41 officially, and good field position here for Silver Lake, down three scores.
Well, the Eagles can put together a scoring drive. Suddenly it's a brand new ball game, and we still have 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Once again, big thanks to the title sponsor on Silver Lake Channel, Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. We'll have highlights we post on Silver Lake Channel for Eagle Athletics at the Silver Lake Facebook page.
First down and 10, Silver Lake. 5:04 to go, third quarter. They trail here in Seneca to the Thunder, 28-7. They have momentum here. They were down 28-0 at the half, but they have gotten on the board here and have played well on defense. Burgos on the carry, breaking some tackles up the middle, looking like Hike out there. He gets to midfield. That's a gain of 9, just 1 yard shy of the first down stick.
He ran like he was shot out of a cannon. And I'm going to tell you, whatever was spoken in the locker room, whether it was the coaches, whether it was the seniors or the upperclassmen, the leaders, there is no doubt that somebody said something to fire up this team and say, listen, this is not Silver Lake football. We're not used to being down like this. Go out there. It's a brand-new game. Start scratch. It's Silver Lake playing with an attitude right now.
9 yards there by Burgos. Second down, just 1 yard to go. Ball right at midfield. Eagles moving left to right. Ball closer to the near side hash. 4:20 to go, third quarter, 28-7 NC. Another high snap. Burgos again. He's got the hot hand. This time he runs into a wall and driven back. No gain on the play. Daniel Childress, one of the big bodies in there on the stop. And a good response there for the defensive front for the Thunder. And now coming off the field, a little bit hobbled here, is a Nemaha Central player, Kyler Ganstrom. But third down and one here at midfield.
All right, Nemaha Central, front three, wall at nose guard, 6'3", 300. Dieters at 200 pounds. Ganstrom, who just went off, as you said, 220. And their linebackers are strong and physical as well. Silver Lake's now run the ball a little bit here in this third quarter.
Third down and one, the ball right at midfield. Left to right, the Eagles operate under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 28-7, Nemaha Central. That Snap is over the head of Kruger. Can he make something out of nothing? He is making something out of nothing.
Wow.
He got a first down to the 45.
What a play by Kruger. Go back. He got lucky. The ball bounced off the turf like a basketball, and he gets the first down.
That ball was roughly close to 10 yards over his head, and he scampers. Ultimately, it goes for 6 to the 44 of NC in a first down.
So we saw Carter Hike improvise, didn't we, earlier, and say, how did he turn a loss into a big gain? It wasn't a 55-yard game, but that's the flash that you see the potential of Kruger, not only with his arm, but his legs, just a freshman.
That's a play we might circle back on here, maybe in the later portions. We'll see. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, first and 10 Eagles. Kruger having to work again out of some pressure, and he doesn't get away, and he is sacked. Back to midfield. Another sack. That is Cannon Sudbeck. He's been all over the field as he led the team in tackles with 14 against Marysville. That is a sack and a loss of 5.
That is the third sack by the Thunder defense, and so now puts him behind the sticks for the Eagles. But we're seeing, you mentioned it in the pregame, the vast difference in experience between Hike and Kruger. But you see those flashes from Kruger, how good he can be, and then of course we know that Thunder fans are just spoiled when we have Carter Hike every single night, because that guy's going to bring it.
So after the sack, third sack, as Wade mentioned, for the NC defense, right back to midfield, in between the 49 and the midfield stripe, 2:20 to go in the third, 28-7, Nemaha Central, as Kruger stands tall at the 45, throws it to the near side, and Mackey nearly picked it off, and he had open space in front.
Yeah, that was one Chip liked to have back. It's one of those he was going to throw no matter what. Jet Ross was the intended target. Very lucky that Mackey didn't jump that completely and take it home for 6.
2:13, clock stop, third quarter. Third down and long here for the Eagles. It is 3rd and 15. Ball between the 49 and the midfield stripe. They trail here at Nemaha Central 28-7. Big play coming up here.
But that's a yin and yang you're going to have with a freshman quarterback. Great play, frustrating play.
He will stand tall, pistol set. Monholland behind him. Good snap, spins it in the hands, has some time. Now scampers, trying to get away to the left side. He won't get away, and down he goes. He'll get a yard, so not a sack, but good pursuit. That was Logan Dieters, 6'3", 200-pound senior, running him down for the gain of just 1, now 4th and 14.
Well, Gip's going to need the jacuzzi, the hot tub, whatever it may be. My goodness. He is taking some shots here tonight, but he's toughing it out. The backup quarterback is Jet Ross, and Ross is the starting slot back, so if Kruger would get banged up, they would go to Ross and shuffle things.
Well, the NC defense, as of right now, getting the stop. They got a huge sack by Cannon Sudbeck on that series, and the Eagles will, in fact, punt it away. Strothman's going to let it go over his head, and that took a beautiful Silver Lake bounce, and it's dropped down inside the 10. Dane Johnson got there and marked it down at about the 7, maybe 8-yard line. So a great punt. Nemaha Central backed up here late in the third quarter, leading 28-7.
Well, that wasn't regular punt formation. That was Kruger lined up in an empty backfield look, and it was Kruger, the quarterback, that actually punted it. It's a pooch punt on a 4th and 14. Hogle's the normal punter. And nobody back to return from Nemaha Central. So well done by Kruger on the pooch kick. Good decision by the coaching staff of Silver Lake. But now the Eagle defense has to come up with another stop, trailing by 21.
So officially ball in between the 6 and the 7-yard line for Nemaha Central. First down and 10. They're back to it here on offense, leading the Eagles 28-7 with under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Carter Hike, 3 first-half touchdowns. He threw a pick on the opening drive of the third quarter. Now back to work. They fake it to Strothman on the reverse. And Hike tried to break a couple.
Uh-oh.
He does so on his feet, still going 20. 25, makes a man miss 30, and spun down at the 37-yard line for a 31-yard scamper unofficially.
Man, he is a locomotive, isn't he? Once he gets going downhill, you got to be a brave soul to try to jump in front of him and stop him from scoring. 31 yards, and he's closing in on another 200-yard night, 181 unofficially.
Rush for 2,382 yards last season.
That's decent. That's a career for most.
He went for 106, which felt pretty light for him last week, but as Wade mentioned, pushing 2 bills here late third quarter. Under a minute to go, clock moving. Nemaha Central, 1st and 10 at their own 37, leading the Eagles 28-7. Hike takes a low snap on the thigh, going to run it himself right up the middle, using that strength, kind of bent back awkwardly on that tackle. Miles Fisher again, first one to nestle him at about the line of scrimmage, but That's strength pushing for a near 5-yard gain across the 40.
That was an interesting observation, Coach Pegram, when he shared this with me earlier this week when talking about Carter Hike. He says, you know, he's a heck of a running back. What really stood out to him was he doesn't take a lot of big hits. I mean, there's a lot of contact, but he knows kind of when to go down with the pile. And I thought that was an interesting point because he carries the ball a ton in his career. And you're sitting there going, man, how can your body withstand that? But he's a smart kid, and he knows when to go down when he really has to.
That is going to run it out here in quarter number three as Nemaha Central will have a second down and 5 at their own 42-yard line, leading Silver Lake here in Seneca 28-7. Fourth quarter action after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth quarter action here in Seneca. 103.9 KNZA alongside Wade Gershner with the Silver Lake Channel. Crew as well helping out. We appreciate it. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Nemaha Central, second down and 5 yards to go. Ball at their 42-yard line. Now operating left to right in the final 12 minutes with the Eagles trailing here against Nemaha Central 28-7. So back to it, Nemaha Central. Yeah. Second and 5 play, as we mentioned. Ball just a hair shy of the 45 of NC. Strothman in motion, going behind the running back, faking two sides. Hype will keep, hit initially, gathers maybe a yard or two, and then spun back at about the 45. Forward progress to the 46, the gain of 3 yards, and that'll bring up third down and 2.
When I put together a stat sheet, whenever we do Nemaha Central, usually you have one line, 25 carries for each running back. I always have Hike have two full lines in case they're usually going to carry more than 25. Yeah.
I think his sophomore season, he was pushing nearly 40 carries on average a game, but I think they have kind of toned that down a little bit. He's been heavy in the workload tonight. Once again, no surprise there. 40 seconds into the fourth quarter, third down and a yard to go here for the Thunder. Ball just across the 45. Hike again on third and one. He goes left, following his left guard into Silver Lake territory. Again, pinballing off the defenders across the 45 to the 43. That's a gain of 11 and a first down.
Samson Weber back there along with other Eagles, but Carter Hike over 200 yards rushing, 203 on 21 carries and 3 touchdown runs. You mentioned there for a while he was averaging 40 carries a game, but those are not all called runs. Sometimes
Correct.
He decides to just keep it himself instead of pitching it or on the quarterback read.
A minute gone by, fourth quarter. 28-7, Nemaha Central, they have it in Eagles territory at the 42. Another option, this time pitch. It's bobbled, and it's dropped by Haverkamp, but somehow a Nemaha Central O-lineman saved the day. Nolan Haverkamp, again, it was a bobble for about 3 yards, and then finally popped out, and the recovery by Eli Sudbeck.
Eli Sudbeck, Johnny, on the spot right there, because there were 3 Eagles. Spreer was there, Hogle and Ross nearly got it, and the one guy in the purple uni was the one that came away with the pigskin.
Boy, that could have been a game-changing kind of play here early in the fourth quarter. Turns out to still be a 3-yard pickup. So second down and 7, ball at the Silver Lake 39. And at this point in this game, early in the fourth, what we have with the score, 28-7, when Nemaha's got the ball, they are not going to be in any rush to snap it. They take their time. They're as good as any in managing the clock. Second down and 7, another option right. Hike says, I'll keep it myself this time. Breaking tackles inside the 30, juking left, staying on his feet. He's absolutely incredible. Gets the block into the hash mark, finding his way into the end zone from 39 yards. You just can't teach it.
Well, He is, I mean, just look at the kid. I mean, look at his lower half. His,
goodness.
His quads, I mean, his calves, his legs, his quads. He is so strong with his lower body that even when you get a good hit on him, he can bounce out. And if you try to tackle him by the shoelaces, that is not going to work. And he now has 4 touchdown runs tonight, 242 yards. And it seems like when you get deeper in games, they say you get stronger as a running back. That's impossible. What happens is you wear down the defense.
So here's Levi Thomas with the extra points. Pierre puts it through as the touchdown run, 39 yards, 4th of the night for Hutt Hutt Hike, as Jacob Boz would refer to. 10:31 to go in the game, 35-7, Nemaha Central. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Silver Lake was fighting in that third quarter and won that third quarter against Nemaha Central, but to begin the fourth, a 10-play, 94-yard drive. It took less than 3 minutes. Carter Hike, his fourth touchdown from 39 yards out this go-around, and it's 35-7 Thunder at 10:31 to go in the game. That drive summary presented by Wilson Tire. Here's the kickoff and a slip by Thomas, and then bounces up into the air, and it's picked up at the 30-yard line, and a good return across the 40 to the 43.
That's Owen Rodinghouse, 5'8", junior, only 137 pounds. Second time he's had a kick return for Silver Lake. Had a professor at Pittsburgh State University, and we talked about various sayings in sports. And like, well, you know, guys get stronger in the fourth quarter. And he pointed out, he said, you're freshest at the beginning of the game. But what really truly happens is you might stay as strong, but the other team just gets hit so often. You're trying to tackle Carter Hike play after play after play, and then eventually, and maybe it's not a broken will, but it's one of those things where you had tried to tackle him so many times, you brought him down, eventually he's going to break one.
35-7, just under 10.5 minutes to go in the game. Silver Lake will have the ball, good field position, their own 43-yard line, operating right to left. Ball will start here between the hash marks. High snap, give to Burgos, left. He breaks one tackle. Schmidt's got a hand on him, and then thrown down after maybe a yard. That's about it. On the play. Don't want to say extracurricular stuff there, but moans and groans from the crowd. Certainly seeing there was something there that they did not like. Nonetheless, gain of one.
The Lake Channel will have the hit of the game from Skilled Sales. We'll have the lineman of the game from Next Gen Cattle Company. We'll have the player of the game from I Got Card Silver Lake. And the play of the game, the mammoth play of the game from Mammoth Sports Construction on the Silver Lake Channel.
Second down, 9 yards to go. Ball at the 44 of the Eagles. Trailing here at Nemaha Central, 35-7. Carter Hike, 4 rushing touchdowns in the game. Here is Kruger. Gives to Burgos. Right side, good run. 50, 45. Bowls his way over a defender. That was sight.
Coming back.
And another penalty marker here. There have not been a ton of penalties in the game, but for Silver Lake specifically tonight, when they have come, they have been costly.
Yeah, they had the screen for 21 yards earlier in the game. That was called back. An excellent play call by Coach Pegram and his staff. Penalty negated that. There's a big run again for Burgos. He has to feel a little snake bitten. His two best runs have been called back due to penalty. Unofficially, Silver Lake, 4 penalties for 30 yards, and I don't have Nemaha Central with 1 penalty tonight.
Yeah, I think there was one hold in the first half by Nemaha Central. So, again, there haven't been a ton of hankies, but the few on the Eagles have been costly on some of these plays. So, second down and 19, ball back at the 32 of the Eagles. 9:20 clock moving fourth quarter, Nemaha Central 35, Silver Lake 7. Kruger back to pass. Right side, ball tip. Sullivan Haverkamp picks it off. 25-20, 15-10, 5, pick 6, Nemaha Central.
35-yard return. Kip Kruger was under pressure, under duress, tried to get rid of it. He did. He didn't see the backer underneath who picked it off cleanly. Not necessarily cleanly. He bobbled it for a moment, but regained control, and he had nothing but open field in front of him. marches in for the touchdown.
35-yard pick six. Sullivan Haverkamp, the 6'1 sophomore linebacker, extends the lead and trying to put the finishing touches on this one. 41-7, Nemaha Central, 9-10 to go in the game.
Well, and this is what we're talking about. You got to remember, a year ago, Kip Krueger was playing junior high football.
Now, which is crazy to think about.
It is, and he's a freshman. He's done some really good things, but he's going to learn from these experiences. Kids only get better from freshman to sophomore to junior to senior.
And the extra point by Thomas is right through there. 9-10 to go in the game. A 35-yard pick six by sophomore linebacker Sullivan Haverkamp. And as we continue on here in the fourth quarter, Thunder 42, Eagles 7. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
September 30th is the deadline for fall crop insurance and any changes. Normally, it's for wheat, but there are more options and decisions for the 2026 crop year. Let the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha guide you through margin protection to protect against rising input costs, cutting into your profit margin, and the possibility of insuring double crop soybeans after wheat. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance, 621 Main in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
9-10 to go, fourth quarter here in Seneca. It's all Nemaha Central now. They lead Silver Lake 42-7 just a moment ago. Sullivan Haverkamp, a 35-yard interception return touchdown. Thomas extra point added. And again, 42-7 our score. This was a 28-0 Nemaha Central lead at the half. Silver Lake had momentum just a touch in that third quarter. Made some good plays on both sides of the ball. They had a 7-0 advantage in that third quarter. They were within 28-7 with the ball. But since then, a long touchdown drive for the Thunder, and now a pick six added here not even 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. And that kickoff's going to wind up into the end zone for a touchback, and the Eagles back to it at their own 20.
Well, last year, Nemaha Central knocked out Silver Lake 35-7. This year, as you mentioned, now 28-0. And then Silver Lake made some things. They played well. They came out with fire and intensity, made a couple big plays on defense, and then offensively put together that short field drive to get their only touchdown thus far. And those are the things you have to build on as a coaching staff. And you also have to remember you're going up against a team that was state runner-up a year ago. It's got a ton of talent back and a ton of experience.
Nemaha Central defense, 3 interceptions and 3 sacks. And we get a timeout before the snap here. It's going to be called by Nemaha Central. Again, our timeouts here on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack, by the way, now located at 705 Arizona in Holton. Brandon, Wade, and crew, Ray in studio. Appreciate everyone who's helping out on both sides here. We'll keep it right here. 9-10 to go, fourth quarter, 42-7, Nemaha Central. Well, let's look ahead here for Silver Lake. Again, after tonight, they get 3 consecutive home games against Perry LeCompton, St. Mary's, and Baldwin. They still got 2 very good teams at the backstretch, too, in district play with Osage City and Council Grove. But the Eagles, again, after the start last week, here into tonight, will look to bounce back against Perry next week.
They play number 4 team in 1A last week, losing overtime. That game could have easily gone Silver Lake's way. You're at number 2 and 2A, Nemaha Central. 3 home games in a row, as you referred to. The key one is a district game against St. Mary's. Perry LeCompton, Baldwin are non-district games.
First down and 10 out of the timeout. 9-10 to go, fourth quarter. All Nemaha Central here as Krueger takes the snap. Burgos the carry. Hit at the 25. Ran it left side. Another flag comes in as he's drug down at the 29 for a gain of 9. Again, this could be coming back.
I think the illegal block in the back is the initial call. And you go back to that last possession for Silver Lake. Why did they have to throw it? Because they had the holding penalty. They were set up in a second or third and long situation, and so Krueger's got to throw the football. Nemaha Central, knowing that, brought a little extra heat, forced him into the pass that was picked off for 6.
5th penalty tonight for Silver Lake. This one, a legal block in the back. Again, taking away a nice game by Burgos. It went for 9. That penalty puts him back at their own 14-yard line. 9:01 to go in the game. Nemaha Central 42, Silver Lake 7. We talked about Silver Lake, what they got coming up here in the next few weeks for Nemaha Central next week. They will be at Rossville. They have played a tough stretch here to start as well. First down and 16 yards to go. Ball at the 14 of Silver Lake. High snap, right shoulder catch. Straight up the middle, Burgos. He's been strong here in the second half. He'll get some of that lost yardage back. He'll cross the 15 to the 17. And by getting some, about four. Correction, three. Second down and 13.
Silver Lake, 42 yards on the ground, 80 through the air. Last year, 149 yards of offense. Actually, about 175 this year, pacing for about the same.
So after that short gain by Burgos, he's been a little bit utilized more in the run game here in the second half. Second down and 13 at their own 17-yard line. Clock moving, approaching the final 8 minutes here in this one. Nemaha Central leading it 42-7. Kip Kruger takes the snap. Right side run for Burgos again. Gobbled up pretty quickly, and down he goes to the 20. Just about two on that carry. Pursuits by that Nemaha Central front. Tyler Ganstrom, who was a little bit hobbled in that third quarter, but back out there making a play.
So many things that impress you about the Thunder's defense, but collectively as a group, they tackle very well.
You remember that elite stretch 2 years ago. They had eight straight games of shutting out their opponents. That was 2 years ago back in 2023. They were elite last year, but that stretch from week two to that first round of the playoffs, not allowing a single point, it was just one of the crazier things we have seen. They have been elite on the defensive side during this crazy run, and you can go all the way back to 2019. Third down, 11 here for Silver Lake. Ball near their own 20-yard line. Kruger running for his life, and he's dropped. Another sack as Nemaha Central defense all over the place.
Drew DeSomiers, is that how you pronounce it?
I believe so. Getting some guys out there. That's the fourth sack for this Nemaha Central defense. And the Eagles now just have really no choice. I mean, they can go for it.
Well, and you got Nemaha Central playing a few kids, backups or second stringers that are in the game now, which you can do when you have a healthy league, have a mixture of starters and a few backups that are in there right now for the Thunder. Cormac Hike, a sophomore, out there number 17. That's a high boot.
Here's the punt by Silver Lake, and it's going to be fair caught. Strothman, kind of an awkward play, diving for it, lands at it on the 40, and that's where Thunder will take over at 6:21 to go in the game, leading 42-7.
Well, I've talked to some folks in Seneca in the know, and they said that there is a good chance that Nemaha Central could go to 3A the next couple of years when the new classifications come out. And then Carter Hike is a senior, and everybody that plays Nemaha Central rejoices that he's finally going to use up all of his eligibility. So this is, I'm not saying this is the end of a run, but Nemaha Central, if they would go to 3A, that's a whole different level in regards to Andale. They're at a class of themselves right now.
Andale won last week by 104, by the way.
That was quite the nail biter, no doubt. But Nemaha Central, this is a year where, you know, they almost won it last year. They could win 3 out of 4 if they win it this year.
Here's a toss right. This is going to be Seitz. Gets the line of scrimmage outside the numbers. Good run there. Just a simple sweep right for Jaden Seitz. Forced out near the first down stick, and it looks like he may have it. Or looks to be a yard shy. Either way, good run on first down for Seitz.
Yeah, Seitz, 8 carries for 37 yards. He had a touchdown early in the game. There is a chance, I was telling Coach Pegram, that there is a chance. Seems more likely for Nemaha Central, but there is a chance maybe the Silver Lake could also go 3A the next 2 years. But it's going to be interesting because you got a lot of 11-man teams going 8-man. You got some 8-man going 6A, a 6-man in the next few years. That changes everything up in regards to how Acacia figures out how we divide things, who's in what class, and enrollment.
Second down and 1 yard to go, 31. The ball is at of Silver Lake. They go Seitz' way again. This time he's hit and dropped. No gain on the play. Good pursuit this time. Miles Fisher, another stick there. Also win Henry Eisenbarth for that Silver Lake defense. No gain, maybe lost a half a yard. We'll call it third and a long 1 yard.
That's called Miles, man, quite a bit defensively. He has a motor that will not quit. His younger brother Sawyer is a classmate of my son's, and that kid at sixth grade, he has a motor, won't quit. Great kid that just gives it his all the time. Miles, the same way. I can see where younger brother got it.
Miles Fisher, 7 total tackles in the game last week against Rossville. We've called him out quite a few times here tonight. 5 minutes to go in the game. Clock moving. Third down and a long one here for Nemaha Central at the Silver Lake 32-yard line, leading this game 42-7. Here's Hike up the middle, bottled up. Spun to the right, being thrown down to the right, and he needed a yard and a half, and it looks like he picked up about 2.5 for the first down.
Samson Weber in on the stop along with Jet Ross, Grady Bergman for the Eagle defense.
So the clock is moving. Silver Lake still, all three of their timeouts. Only one utilized by the Thunder here in the fourth quarter, but at this point, Thunder going to milk this clock as we're at 4.5 minutes to go. They have it first and 10 at the 28-yard line of Silver Lake, leading this game 42-7. Near side hash, left to right, Thunder working. They go option to the short side, little hesitation, then Hike gets hit hard and dropped inside the 25 to the 24.
Zachary Aker with a big hit on Carter Hike.
Gain of 4. Approaching the final 4 minutes. Mentioned Aker on the stop there. And we mentioned what's ahead for both. Nemaha Central at Rossville next week, and then they come right back here in 2 weeks and host Chanute. Remember last year they went down to Chanute. They were a top five team in 4A.
That was a heck of a game.
Thunder won a very low scoring game there. That was a 13-7 final. Well, the two teams that finished at the end of the 2A classification, top two teams in the rankings early here with Southeast of Saline 1 and Nemaha Central 2. Clock moving, 3.5 minutes to go. Second down, 6 yards to go. Here's Haverkamp on a right side run, grabbed by the shoelace and spun down awkwardly. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it.
I hope Haverkamp's okay because he was in an awkward position.
Well, yeah, he got rolled up on. And no gain on the play. We're approaching the final 3 minutes here. It'll be third down and about 6. Might have lost a half yard or two.
Another tackle for Jaden Wanderer, who's a very active outside backer for this Eagle defense. Had a couple tackles for loss last week in the one-point overtime defeat there at Rossville.
Saw that carry by Haverkamp. He had the pick 6 in this second half. That scampered his way in from 35 yards out. Under 3 minutes to go. Nemaha Central in control. They have 3rd and 6. Silver Lake 25-yard line leading 42-7. And now we get a timeout on the field. Second timeout utilized by Coach Glatzik and Nemaha Central. We'll step aside. 2:44 left, all Thunder, 42-7 here in Seneca. Back in a tight 30 here on KNCA.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, 2:44 left in this one in Seneca tonight. Thunder about to move to 2-0 on the year. They lead Silver Lake 42-7. And with the ball, Thunder facing 3rd down and 6 yards to go at the Eagle 25-yard line. Carter Hike over 200 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns tonight. Stands in the pistol, looking left, takes the snap, right up the middle, Jaden Seitz, the flag is thrown, he's going to drag a defender inside the 15 to about the 14, but this one might be coming back.
Ron Johnson in the ball game with a good pursuit tackle to try to save a touchdown.
And appears the flag is going to be for holding against the Thunder.
There are 2 flags in 2 different spots on the field. I don't know if the one official is going to call a horse collar because he kind of tackled him from behind. I didn't think it was.
Well, the officials huddled up around the 25. 2:38 left in this one. Nemaha Central 42, Silver Lake 7.
Could be offsetting.
Holding. Nemaha Central.
Face
mask on Silver Lake. Penalties offset. And we'll replay the down.
Well, we discussed this earlier, but it's not how you start the season, it's how you finish.
Correct.
Rankings are sweet and all, but they don't mean a dang thing when you get to postseason play.
Factual.
And, you know, last year, Nemaha Central, a lot of people thought they were going to three-peat. They were 1 win away from getting it done, didn't quite get it done. Southeast is the champion, now they're atop the throne, and Nemaha Central trying to regain the trophy this year and certainly off to a good start. But you got to stay healthy. That's a huge part of winning a championship.
Clock on the move, 2:15 and move in fourth quarter, 3rd down and 6 here for NC. Hike's going to keep it option left, cuts it up between the hash marks, he'll get to the 20. He is shy of the first down by about 1.5 yards. Well, we're officially now under 2 minutes to go in the game. Nemaha Central, a 42-7 lead. It's going to bring up 4th down and about a short 2 to go.
unofficially hiked 25 carries, 252 yards, and four rushing touchdowns. He's thrown for 30 yards, did throw an interception. And that Nemaw Central defense this year, West Silver Lake scores in the final minute, 40. They've only given up one touchdown in eight quarters.
Levi Thomas going to try his first field goal of the season. This one's going to be from 36 yards out. Ball between the hash marks, clock on the move, or under 90 seconds. He missed an extra point tonight. I took the blame for that with the announcer jinx because he was perfect up until that point.
The wind's behind him.
But 36 yards here for Levi Thomas. Does it have the distance? It did, but it's wide left. No good. Now 1:11 to go. We'll keep it right here. A 42-7, the score remains on the missed 36-yard field goal.
Well, opportunity to work on the whole setup, try to execute up front, also the snap, the hold, placing the ball and then kicking it through the uprights, and that's something that Nemaw Central needed a few times last year, and they certainly may need it again this year in a tight game as a key kick.
So 71 seconds remaining in this game. Silver Lake, the freshman, Kit Kruger. First down and 10 at the 20-yard line, 42-7, the Nemaw Central lead, and a whistle and a timeout on the field. Thunder burn their last TO. We'll step aside for a tight 30. Closing minute and change in this one, Silver Lake trailing 42-7 with the football. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tabman, Wade Gershner and crew, Ray Pinning in studio, KNZA and the Silver Lake Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Final 70-plus seconds in this one in Seneca tonight, 42-7, the Nemaw Central lead. Silver Lake, after a missed field goal by Levi Thomas, going to run a few plays here to end this one. Good run there on first down across the 25 to about the 26.
Well, Silver Lake, Paxton Willett was out tonight. He's a starting linebacker. He's one of those three running backs. They had to rotate two tonight, Burgos and Monhall. Willett with an ankle injury. They hope to have him back next week. Joel Miller, who's a senior, a good receiver, he broke his collarbone in the watermelon scrimmage. They hope to have him back in 5 or 6 weeks. So, you know, a couple key guys, they get back healthy later in the year. Silver Lake, that can help their chances of making a run.
Final 30 seconds here. Maybe another play or two for the Eagles. A run left, and down goes that ball carrier.
That is Tyler Rollenhagen, 5'11", 155-pound sophomore with the carry. Camden Kruger out there as a wideout, a junior.
That's a loss on the play. That's probably going to do it as we're now at 12, 11, and 10. And the two teams spread it out, and that is the final play of tonight's game as number 2 and 2A, Nemaw Central, holding down the fort here in Seneca tonight as they win this matchup in the Big East over Silver Lake. Final score is 42-7. Coming up next, our post-game show. It is powered by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Nemaw Central with the win. Our post-game is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner and crew for the Silver Lake Channel. Brandon Tabb and Ray Penning here on KNZA. Our postgame is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Nemaha Central wins it in Seneca tonight, 42-7. We'll give out our player of the games and just some quick thoughts here with me and Wade before we get you off to Jake and Boz for the scoreboard show here to wrap everything up for week number two. Dominant first half, 28-0. The Nemaha Central lead. We saw a glimmer of life from Silver Lake in that third quarter. They outscored Nemaha 7-0. They were within a few scores with the ball, had that momentum a little bit, but the really big couple possessions that really put it away for Nemaha, the 10-play, 94-yard drive where Carter Hike had that sensational near 40-yard run, and then right after that, a pick six by Sullivan Haverkamp early on in the fourth to put it away.
Yeah, Silver Lake showed some life there in the third quarter. As you mentioned, Nemaha Central, I thought, dominated and controlled everything in that first half. There was a fourth down and three that Silver Lake didn't convert. They got that and scored, maybe gave them some confidence, but it started really the worst way possible for Silver Lake, the best way possible for Nemaha Central,
right.
And that is the turnover on offense, the fumble. Nemaha Central goes down and score. They get a stop. They score again. And just like that, you're down 13-0. And it was all uphill from there for Silver Lake.
Well, Nemaha Central, we'll get to some of the stats. We've got our player of the game here in just a moment. But let's run down just how this one kind of played out here tonight. First quarter, 13-0 advantage for Nemaha Central. They got a Jaden Seitz 8-yard touchdown run to start things off after an early turnover by the Eagles. And then a 3-yard run by Carter Hike. They led 13-0 going into the second quarter. Carter Hike early in quarter number two, a 25-yard run, and a two-point conversion made it 21-0. And then middle of that second quarter. Another touchdown run from Carter Hike made it 28-0. Hemaw Central's defense, very, very good tonight. It was 28-0 at the half. And then we talked about the life for the Eagles in the third. Grady Bergman with an athletic interception. And then on fourth and five, they got a touchdown from Kruger to Bergman to get within 28-21. But they would punt on their next possession. Carter Hike, again, 10 plays, 94 yards, a big run, and then the pick six by Sullivan Haberkamp, which made that score 42-7, and that ultimately was the final score here in this one tonight. All right, here on KNZA, our player of the game is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I'll give an honorable mention shout to just the Nemaha Central defense as a whole. Four sacks, four forced turnovers, three interceptions, and a fumble recovery. Just everybody getting involved. Really dominated that point of attack, everything up front. But Carter Hike tonight, 25 carries, 252 yards unofficially with four touchdowns. He will be our KNCA Player of the Game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
And for the Silver Lake Channel, our Play of the Game, the Mammoth Play of the Game, presented by Mammoth Sports Construction. And that play for Silver Lake was, we'll go with two plays from Grady Bergman, the interception, and then the touchdown reception. Grady Bergman, on the score of the night for Silver Lake. And then the I Got Cards player of the game for the Silver Lake Channel, our player of the game, we're going to go with Grady Bergman because of those things that we just mentioned. And we have two more awards, but you have more to get to, and we'll come back to us.
They also had four receptions with the touchdown toss.
That's
from
right.
Kruger. And again, a little bit of momentum there in that third quarter, but NC with back-to-back big plays with the near 40-yard Hike run and then the pick six by Sullivan Haberkamp. So we announced that Carter Hike again here on KNZA, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
We do have alignment of the game made possible by Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, the future of advanced cattle genetics, owning and operating businesses in every segment of the beef industry. And for Silver Lake, that lineman of the game, we go with Miles Fisher. We talked about him on the defensive in the backfield quite a bit from his linebacker spot. And then he's a left tackle for Silver Lake as well and did a nice job over there for the Eagles. And then the skilled sauce, hardwood flooring, bring the hardwood hit of the game for the Eagles is actually go to a reserve late in the game. Probably the cleanest shot they got on Carter Hike all night long was from Zachary Aker, who is a 5'10", 146-pound junior. So Zachary Aker, most people, they're guessing who would be the hit of the game. Probably wouldn't guess Zachary, but he was able to lay the hardwood on Mr. Hike. Of course, Hike bounced right back up like he normally does, but that is the skill size hardwood hit of the game.
Real quick, some final numbers here, unofficially statistical numbers. Nemaha Central, 361 yards of total offense. Silver Lake, just 131. The rushing yards, that was the staggering one. 331 rushing yards for the Thunder tonight, just 51 on the ground for Silver Lake. Mentioning Carter Hike, 25 carries, 252 yards and four touchdowns. Thunder defense forcing four turnovers, and they had four sacks in the game. Before we wrap things up, just a quick thought here. Again, for Silver Lake, they got chance, get back on track. They got Perry LeCompton next week, and then the marquee game in the Big East. We'll see how that Rossville-St. Mary's game went tonight. Hadn't seen a score, but Nemaha Central and Rossville, massive game potentially next week.
Yeah, that's a huge game in the league, no doubt. And, you know, for Silver Lake, I mentioned it last year. They could have easily been 0-2 to start last year. They pulled one out of the fire against Rossville. Rossville started 0-3. We know what Rossville did. So
just made the sub-state title game after that.
Yeah, that's all they did. They won eight in a row. Silver Lake put together a winning streak last year after they lost to Nemaha Central. They get a couple guys healthy. That'll help things. So it's early. There's no need to panic. And you got to remember you're playing one of the best, if not the best team in 2A right now. I mean, Southeast playing very well. There's other teams playing well. And Silver Lake's going to play Osage City, who's a top five team later in the year in district. And that will be at Silver Lake. And big thanks to Stockgrove State Bank for being our stat sponsor, as you see on the video channel as well. And Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake for being our kickoff sponsor, but also the title sponsor for the Silver Lake channel. But yeah, it's one of those things I think you just have to say to yourself. You just play two top five teams in the state. Rossville, number 4 in 1A, and number 2 in 2A, Nemaha Central. There's no shame in that. And you're going to take your lumps with a freshman quarterback. And you got some kids in a few different places from last year. So I think Silver Lake will be fine. And then Nemaha Central, Brandon, I mean, listen, this is a team, no question. If they stay healthy, and of course the most important person to stay healthy is Mr. Hike, but they've got some pieces around them. They didn't really have to use the passing game too much. I think they're capable of exploiting defenses if they load the box, because you're going to have to load the box eventually. You're going to slow down. Meemaw Central offensively, unless you just got the beef up front to deal with this front line that the Thunder have. And then the Thunder don't make many mistakes. They have one turnover tonight, and they tackle really, really well. They don't give up the big play. Dane Johnson's the playmaker for the Silver Lake team. Last year he had one catch for 15 yards against the Thunder. Tonight, 2 for 34. So they do a great job of limiting the opposing team's playmaker. And both these coaching staffs are tremendous, and certainly Coach Klatsik and his crew, they certainly look like they might be on the road to another possible championship.
Wade, my friend, it was a heck of a time calling this one tonight with you, brother. We're about to get you off to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz, so much to wrap up here on KNZA, week number 2. You'll hear recaps from all of our games from here and all of our channels as well. Jake and Boz about to take over and get you recapped on everything going on tonight, week 2 of high school football. Again, the final score here in Seneca, Nemaha Central 42 and Silver Lake 7. The Thunder are 2-0. And next week, week 3, they will be on the road at Rossville. Silver Lake, they drop to 0-2. They return home for the first time here in 2025 as they host the Perry Lecompton Call.